welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 330. My name is Christopher Keel. I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And back with us after a week of L.A., I guess?
Oh, and, yeah, that E3 stuff happened.
Jason Aistriker.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastically. I did. I got a little bit of that E3 Bola, I think it's called.
E3 Bola.
Otherwise known as just like a shit ton of smog in your nose. Yeah. So all of my boogers are like smog colored.
Otherwise known as being in L.A. As...
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah, today we are talking about remakes later. And before that, we're going to do distractions and some news. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, if we can figure one out by then. Because right now, we don't have one.
Nope.
But before that, we were talking to Jason a little bit about his trip to L.A. What else is going on, sir?
There's a lot of things going on. Oh, my God. We're in the thick of moving. So we're, like, doing a bunch of packing.
Where are you moving to?
We've got, like, a yard sale. I'm going to check out the West Coast, see what's rocking out there. A while ago, we lived on the East Coast, kind of, right? Atlanta's kind of East Coast, right?
Atlanta's that's considered
east enough coast.
Yeah.
Took a little pit stop in the Midwest for the past, like, almost 3 years, and then... I'm gonna go see what's hopping, what's cool out on the West Coast. I was thinking like maybe San Francisco.
That's a good place.
That sounds all right. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We're gonna come visit you there.
Sweet. I'm not gonna have any space for you.
That's okay. We'll get a hotel.
There you go. Hotel. Yeah. There's barely enough space for us. Man, it's so expensive out there. I'm gonna have to quit my job at Game Informer.
What are you gonna do?
I can't really.
Are you going to get another job? Okay. As long as you get another job.
As long as you have something lined, exactly. Don't like just quit and just go.
That would be
you're
stupid.
A bit too old to do the whole, like, let's move to the West Coast and try to be an actor thing.
Right.
Jason could pull it off, I think.
Probably.
That's how all those dreams start, Chris.
I know.
Keep the dream alive. What am I going to do out there? Oh, yeah. I've got a pretty good lead on something. I think. Ideally, what I should do is pretty much the same thing that I do at Game Informer. Just
that'd be a good idea.
Somebody who's like located in San Francisco.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's a lot of people out there. I mean, most of the industry is all out there. So,
right, that's true. Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of places. There's like GameSpot. There's IGN. There's Giant Bomb. There's all kinds of shit. So, I doubt anyone's hiring. But I mean, I'll get out there and we'll see. We'll see.
Gotcha.
I'll just kind of camp out and say, hey, you guys you need somebody to cut video or anything, you know, hire me, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. We're actually, we're moving in like 4 days or 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we're not even completely packed up yet. And whoa. Yeah. It's going to be rough. We have not found like a permanent place as of yet. But we're going to do like a sublet right in fucking Haight-Ashbury, which is like ground zero for all the hippie shit in San Francisco. Oh, and we're also moving during Gay Pride Week. That's going to be cool. I can't wait. So apparently the parade comes pretty much right by the place that we're staying. So
I guess we're going to get right in there.
Yeah, exactly. That or they're confetti, just like welcoming me, right? Like they're having
that's
a
what it's there. It's actually there
honor.
For you.
Yeah. That's nice of them.
It's the Jay Pride Parade.
Oh, I like it. I'll take it. Other than that, you know, the E3 thing happened. That was wild and crazy, fun and busy and scary.
And more busy?
Yep. Actually, it wasn't too bad for me this year because Game Informer knew that I was leaving. We had talked about it a few weeks prior. And I wanted to stay through E3 and at least 1 week. To do a little knowledge transfer and training and everything.
You're so responsible.
But I mean, normally when, you know, you say that you're leaving GI, it's like, they're like, okay, all right, see you later. No, they kept me on for a little while longer. So, but they didn't know exactly how to assign me stuff. So I had a pretty light schedule at E3, which was nice, but also frustrating as well. Same time. So, but I got through it just fine. There's been some awkwardness, some weirdness, but. I don't know. We're gonna move on. We're gonna grow together.
There you go.
All three of us.
Good deal.
But I think that's about it. Yeah. So, big life change.
Another one.
That was the announcement that
seems
I...
Seems like there was just
next
one not too long ago.
You'll be able to say, schedule permitted, you should.
I'll tell you what, on...
Maybe not
I'm going to make a commitment to you guys, like right here, right now. I will bet you that I will have some sort of announcement on the 30th of June. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
30th of June. Be prepared.
All right. Good deal. Jeff, what's up, dude?
Whole lot of nothing. Worked busy.
Yeah.
Last weekend, I just hung out with some people, went to a brewery. They had some, like, barbecue thing going on for Father's Day weekend. There's, like, about six of us just kind of hung out, drank some beer, ate sausage and brisket and stuff. Then made our way to another restaurant for dinner, drank more and ate more. And then we realized we were old and went home and I was in bed by, like, 10:30.
You just now realized.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, we were all ready to party. We're like, hey, after this, we're going to go back to someone's house, play some Cards Against Humanity, do something like that, maybe even play some Wii U or something. And then after we all ate, we were just like, ugh. Except for the one guy who started drinking about 2 hours before everybody else, and he was just ready to go. He was like, everyone's going home? We're like, yeah, I'm fucking tired. And I was up like late the night before to like 4 or 5 after we recorded playing games and shit, so I was done. But it was good, and did nothing on Sunday, just kind of relaxed. It was Father's Day, my dad didn't do anything, my mom... He didn't want anything to be done. They live far away, and we're going to meet up at my sister's place, my older sister's place, but then that fell through, so didn't do a whole lot of anything, really. It was kind of a cool weekend.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds great, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, not doing anything would be a welcome change.
Yeah, for real. Well, Chris, what did you do? Obviously nothing. I mean, obviously not nothing.
Right. Well, so Saturday night, went out with friends, friends who are dads, let's put it that way. Had a couple of friends that came down, and we all went out to dinner and had a good time. Saturday, or Sunday, we went out with my father-in-law to Bahama Breeze, and that was a good time, too. So that was my Father's Day weekend. And then yesterday, had the rest of the windows in my house replaced, so that was a... That was a thing that happened. That was a lot of money that I don't have.
So, like, instead of cleaning them, you're just like, fuck it, let's get new ones?
No, my house was built in 83. So these are like really old windows that had like wood framing, and some of the wood was cracking and stuff like that. They just needed to be replaced. It was time. And I already had 4 of them replaced a couple years ago. So I got the rest of them done. So that was just something that had to be taken care of, and I'm really glad that it's done and over with now. So, but yeah, work is busy as shit, and that's about it. So here we are,
all right,
talking about games.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Let's talk about some games. Jason, why don't you go first?
God damn it! I knew you were going to come to
me. Of course, because you weren't here last week.
Right, and you would think that I played a lot of games at E3.
Actually, I don't think you played any games at E3.
Yeah, not really. I got to play a lot of Far Cry 4, actually.
Really?
An extended playthrough of that. As you guys know, I'm pretty notorious for being like really really bad at Far Cry, and
first person shooters.
You'll be happy to know that. Yeah, I mean it is just as punishing to me. It's the same game apparently. That's all I have to say. No, the demo that I played with, it's gorgeous, yeah. But played it for about a half hour, and there were actually 3 different scenarios that you could run through, and they're all based around getting into one of the camps, killing all the dudes and such. But there's 3 different like entry points that they have you go through. One is completely stealth based. The other is where you get to ride an elephant and break through the fucking door.
That sounds awesome.
And then the third one was riding the little helicopter thing, and then just like raining death upon everybody inside of the camp. So 3 very very different play styles, and I was so not good at any of them. I did not capture that camp whatsoever. But I mean the stealth stuff was very similar to Far Cry 3. They have added like grapple points, which is kind of cool. So I was able to sneak up on top of a wall and then just kind of work my way in and kind of systematically, in theory, I was going to be able to systematically take out everyone, all quietly and stuff. Let's see what else. Oh, breaking through the fucking front door with an elephant is awesome.
Oh,
so you find an elephant
outside
of
the trailer, right?
Yep. You just hop on that motherfucker and then you start running towards the gate and he busts through and like all the guards are freaking out and they're probably saying, holy shit, an elephant. I don't know what they exactly said. Anyway, so you
that
hop off the elephant
right. That's what I
would say. And you can like, you know, hide behind houses while this elephant is just wreaking havoc throughout the camp. It's great. I had the most success with that. I think I took out one alarm.
You had the most success for that because the elephant did
the
most
elephant
of the
was
work.
Doing all the fucking work. Exactly. But yeah, it was super, super cool. That was really satisfying. A lot of fun. There's also a new weapon called the mortar. I mean, you know what a mortar is, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I found it on like the top of the wall, and it was so cool. Like, you know, as soon as you start using it, you get a top-down view of the camp, and then you kind of point where you're going to shoot
cool.
the mortar.
Yeah, I like that.
It's super badass. And let's see. I get to play with the crossbow as well, which is super neat. I think we had like
didn't
unlimited
someone tell them the year the crossbow was last year?
I know, right? But this is a hand crossbow. It's so much different, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Can you dual wield the hand crossbows?
I've not yet
tried. Year of the bow. This could be the year of the crossbow.
That's right.
Assassin's Creed has one too, a hand crossbow.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, Ubisoft. That's Ubisoft as well, isn't it?
Was it? No, I didn't see one with. Oh, I guess I didn't pay much attention to the Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah,
Creed
yeah,
trailer.
And yeah,
he's got a little
like
hand
some of the CG.
Okay. Wrist.
Yeah, I remember that, and then it like folds down into his. Yeah, I remember that. Also new are, well, kind of, sort of new. You remember the throwing knives? Whenever
yes,
you get like
yes.
a stealth kill, you could hit like RB or something to like throw a knife at
yep.
the next person. You have these like available to you all the time now.
Oh, nice.
There's great in close quarters. So you get surrounded by like one or two guys, which happens like a lot when I'm playing, apparently. But yeah, you can just kind of aim at them, hit LB, and then just like, whoop, they're super dead. Like, why even use a gun at this point?
Super the fucking deadest?
Super the fucking deadest.
All right.
Yeah. Those were a lot of fun. But, oh yeah, the third entryway, I guess, was that helicopter thing. And, I mean, I don't know. I lasted a good 10 seconds before I crashed the helicopter. But it looked really
good.
Cool from up there. Yeah, that was pretty neat, for as long as it lasted. But, eventually, like another helicopter comes out and just starts blasting you to fucking pieces. And, I didn't last long after that. But yeah, those are the major, like, you know, gameplay changes that I experience in my hands-on stuff. But, yeah, I'm totally on board. Like, you know, as bad as I am at that game, I love it. Like, it's a lot of fun. And this one's no exception. I'm excited for it.
Very cool.
You guys have any questions about it?
When can
not
I
really,
play
it? Just,
it's like
I saw
it's,
enough of that I knew I'd like it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It really doesn't seem like it's all that different from Far Cry 3, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I eased back into the controls pretty easily. No major changes there. And like I said, I only got like, you know, that brief gameplay hands-on. So I don't know anything about narrative or story. You know, I haven't really experienced that firsthand. Just trying to sneak into a fucking camp and dying a lot. That's my experience right there.
There you go.
I did see a lot of stuff. But I'll probably chime in once. I don't know. No, because
well, we're not talking
about
today,
E3.
So you can't. Really
that's
chime
right.
In. Now's your time to chime in. This is your soapbox. Go.
But I don't remember what I saw.
Okay.
I saw all the things at
did
some point.
Did you see Bloodborne in motion?
Yes.
That
I saw it in motion. It was pretty rough in motion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work to do, I think, as far as frame rate is concerned.
Yeah, but that's mm-hmm. normal for From Software.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's
I mean,
from everything.
It's probably
early,
so. That's true too.
Yep. So, I mean, no real complaints, but it definitely stood out, I guess. But they've got some work to do on that. But otherwise, you know, it totally looks like a fucking Souls game, and it just looks a little more, not arcadey.
I heard they
but,
made it faster. It's a little faster moving. That's
yeah, it's faster moving. There's more enemies on screen, but you definitely get the, you know, the fog gates, and you just get the general, like, Souls feel.
Yeah, from what I understand, though, the combat is a lot less calculated. Like, it's not... You know, instead of, you might be actually doing combat with multiple enemies where in Dark Souls
true.
Or Demon Souls, that would pretty much be instant death.
You're dead.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, totally.
Not
and,
so much fighting.
Like, you don't get a shield at all. Like, your offhand weapon is like that shotgun type thing. So
oh,
that's
okay.
kind of a crowd control type thing. So if you mm-hmm. do have like a couple enemies in front of you, you can just kind of stun them It seems like the shotgun doesn't do a ton of damage or anything.
It's more of a use, like you said, like more of a defensive kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Crowd control.
Cool. Sunset Overdrive. Did you see that?
Yeah, they had the multiplayer demo. Played a little bit of that, and I don't know. I don't know what to think of that game. I'm hearing
from
other people
that I've
heard
not too many good things about the multiplayer. Just the single player is really
single player. I'm hearing is where that's the strong point.
Right, and I still don't fully get that game. Like, is it a score chasing game? I mean, are you basing things off of points? Because I mean, if so, I don't know how I feel about this.
If
seriously,
it was, I probably wouldn't be interested in it. If it was just like
that. As goofy and off the wall it is, I kind of, you know, I like the open, like, you know, you can do whatever the fuck you want in that game, right? But I kind of need a little more linearity,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
I gotcha.
Maybe some narrative, but, I mean, we'll see how that goes. It looks great, and it's a lot of fun.
Controls Rainbow Six.
Don't know. Saw that in motion, and I confused that with other first-person shooters. It could have been...
You're like, don't you mean Battlefield Hardline?
Battlefield Hardline, for all I know. I don't know. There's dudes, there's guns, there's armor, and I don't know.
And a hostage.
Probably.
That's all we got.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
No Man's Sky. That's all I care about right now.
Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. And fucking A, I missed out. We had... Game Informer had like a little... like an after the show, like sit down with the developers and like hands on with it and shit. And it's like, I missed that. And that was my biggest regret of the show, is that I wasn't able to go to that. I had work to do, but everybody came back, raving from that.
Good.
So
that does look very, very cool.
What else happened out there? Oh, I played in that stupid, Street Fighter tournament.
Oh, how dare you do?
Just for editors? I did good that first round.
Oh, wait, just for editors?
Yeah, it was
How did
editor.
You not take it?
No, I did. How did I not take it? Because there was a Dudley there that was actually pretty good.
Really?
Some dude from IGN. And
who?
I mean, Vinny? Vince? Vincent.
Oh, Vince.
I forget his last name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. He usually does the fighting game stuff.
He
I didn't think he was actually good,
Dudley.
Though.
Well, yeah, he's pretty good, and like also I don't have a ton of experience against Dudley.
Yeah,
and I don't know if like nerves got to me, but like he was lighting me up with focus attacks.
Really,
and it sucks because I was always like, you know, low strong and buffering into my Soul Spiral, which would break the fucking focus attack.
Rose. Yeah,
but it was never coming out for whatever reason, and so like each time that didn't come out, there's a third of my life. So, it went down to the last round of. Of our
how many people were in
reset.
It?
I want to say that there were like eight people.
Okay,
yeah,
so you made
people.
It to the finals then.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
second round, I got knocked out. And then, Vince.
He won?
Sorry, dude. Yeah. No, he didn't. He got blown up by a kind of scrubby Ken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm
That's
like,
the
what
worst.
The hell's going on? Why is he losing? But
why did
I lose to
him? I don't understand.
You guys were playing with sticks and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were playing with sticks and I was feeling pretty good. You know, it was just those few mistakes that just like totally blew me up. And that was it for me. But, I really wanted that fucking trophy.
Oh, God. That would have been cool.
Yeah. That would have been cool. But I was not able to bring glory to Game Informer.
That's all right.
Sorry. But
next year.
Yeah, so that was.
Yeah,
aside from No Man's Sky, that was my biggest disappointment as well. Not that
No Man's Sky was my game of the show after seeing that trailer. I was like, that's really impressive.
It's beautiful, right?
It's not even how it looks that
it's
gets
just
me.
What they're doing.
It's what they're doing with it. Yeah. Just from a conceptual perspective, it pretty much blew my mind. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, it was one of those things.
What?
That's what, when I was watching it, that's kind of how it was. It's like, I couldn't get my thoughts around it. It's like, oh my gosh, they basically made the Skyrim character creator for everything in the fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it is, basically.
And it's super crazy stuff. It's like, you're zoomed in on this fucking rock.
Yeah.
On this, like, just random planet. And all of a sudden, you know, they just scroll out and there's an entire fucking galaxy and it's all like real time. It's like a few fucking mouse scrolls back and it's like, wow, really? That's mind blowing.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
really
impressive.
Cool.
I hope they pull it off because that's an instant buy for me regardless. So.
We will see how
that
goes.
Honestly, even if that's just like a tech demo, like it's just
I will buy the tech demo.
I would still buy it.
I would still buy the tech demo.
That's what I'm saying. If that's seriously what, because right now, technically, that's kind of what it is. They haven't even explained what the actual game is. Mm-hmm. I would still buy that for $20.
Yeah, even listening to other podcasts that are talking about it, it's like the one thing that's like, yeah, we haven't really decided what's going to go on. Chances are you'll start on the outer edge of the galaxy, and there's going to be a goal to get to the center.
They don't really know.
They don't even have a goal in mind.
I'm not one for exploration in games, but for just the fact that I can fly from planet to planet, and apparently, like, it is all procedural generated, but once something is found and done, it's there for everybody.
Right.
Who's, like, on the surface, so anyone can go there, like, it's the exact
But if you
thing
find that, something,
that
it
is cool.
gets created for you. Like,
for you,
at the
exactly.
time that you get it.
Yeah.
Which is super impressive to me and super intriguing, so, yeah. Neat stuff.
Cool.
I can't wait.
Very neat stuff. I got to go to all the press conferences, which is pretty badass. And normally I'm like pulling my hair out trying to get from, you know, to and from and stream all this shit. But this year, you know what? We just fucking embedded the main Twitch stream on our site. So that pressure was completely off of me. And I just had to go to each one and just like record it locally. It was like, it was chill.
And were they relatively close to each other?
Yeah, they were a little bit better this year. I had some weird scheduling shit. Like I had to take a, go somewhere downtown in between like Ubi and Sony, and that was the only like harrowing
and that was
moments,
a pretty big gap
but
too, I think, like
I arrived like late for the broadcast stuff, and they just kind of had to usher me in, but yeah, it was nice. They had me down on like the camera risers for the Sony thing. And I feel so bad for those camera dudes, because you know what, they get a 2x4 rectangle in which they have to
stand
the entire time.
Oh,
and just pointed at the stage. But me, I just tapped in the multi-box and put it in my laptop and recorded that. I sat on the stairs, chilled.
Had a portable air conditioner, phone. Good to go.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. So, but yeah, awesome. Good time at all the pressers.
Good stuff.
It was fun. I had some amazing brownies at Ubisoft. Thank you so much for those brownies, Ubisoft. so good. But yeah, I mean, I saw lots of other stuff and not a lot of hands-on time, unfortunately. That's just how production goes, I guess. But yeah, overall, great time. It was super fun. And I don't think I'm really playing anything else. There's a shit ton that I want to play. Mario Kart.
I do, too. I need a Wii.
What else? That's it. I could go on about the things I want to play. But
yeah, this isn't the things you want to play segment.
Right, exactly. So if you guys could just like hop in and say, "All right,
cool." I have a feeling that Jeff, I have a feeling that you and I have two games on our list, and they're the same games.
Same. I have one other thing I tried. Not necessarily. All right,
we'll do that first then.
All right. Well, my first one is I tried PlayStation Now.
Okay.
I got a beta code for that.
For PS4.
Thank you. For PS, well, yes. Okay. I was going to say obviously, but no, yes, for PS4, because I guess there's one for PS3 as
there's
well.
There's one for PS3 as well.
Yeah, for PS4. Thanks, Venturing. He actually hooked me up with that.
Nice.
My first
I got
experience
to see him
out
at E3. What's up, dude?
Yeah, I saw he had pictures there. I was like, dude, you're fucking E3? That's cool. But first experience, not so good. First game I played was Dead Island Riptide.
Uh-oh.
And I think it looks okay. It looks a little bit less clear than if it was like playing off of a disc or like you actually had it on the console.
Right.
But what really bothered me, even though it was very, very, like I didn't notice it during the menus, but the input delay when you're actually playing that game drove me nuts. Even though it was like maybe half of a second, and it just drove me crazy. Like running away from stuff, like the little bit of a delay would stop me from actually turning into a door to missing the entrance to the door and hitting a wall. It was just like that little bit of a delay on just the moving, not so much the shooting, just on the moving. For some reason, it felt a little off. So I was like, this is terrible. And my internet, like, is really good. It's like, when I did the test and everything, it's like, you have, like, the best internet for this.
Yeah,
it's like, it was, like,
mine
the highest
too,
thing
when
for
I did it.
And I was like, okay. And then, I was like, well, this is dumb. And then are they, like, rotating the games? Cause they had a bunch of free, they were all free games. And then I tried it again yesterday and they had only a few free games and the rest of them you had to pay for. Like, they actually.
Oh, really?
So are they like rotating them?
Well,
or
I have a feeling that when the open beta hits, that it's gonna be a pay to get in or something like that. But
yeah.
And maybe some free, I don't know. But when I tried it, all of them were free. So
yeah, like there was not a lot big selection. I shouldn't say a big selection. It was not a good selection. Like there was a bunch of like little games here and there, like that ATV game, and there was Riptide. What else was on there? A bunch of like
Retrograde. That's one of the ones that I played.
PSN games and stuff. The one I did play where the input seemed better was oh my god, Retrograde.
Yeah.
Not Retrograde, sorry, no. I think I just said retro because you just said it.
Oh, okay.
The spider one. It was like an Xbox Live and PSN game that came out like last year, something spider, Radioactive Spider or something like that.
Okay.
Is it the spider game on PS1 that had like all the guns coming out of it?
No.
It was a cool game.
No.
Damn.
it was like an Xbox Live and PSN game last year, indie game. And it was that one felt a lot better to control. So like, I think it just comes down to like what we kind of expect. It's like, it'll work great for games that don't really need crazy amounts
of
like the
Twitch stuff to it.
Yeah, if it's
not Twitch, right.
Yeah, if it's not Twitch, it felt fine. But anything with Twitch, I have a feeling it's just going to be like, it's not so much the delay. Like, even just wandering around in Dead Island kind of made me, I want to say nauseous. I don't really get motion sickness, but it felt very disorienting.
Yeah.
Just how there's a little bit of delay every time I turned left or right or up, looked up or down or whatever. It was just like, that's just weird. But the other
stuff
I played
drives me nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I mean, I think I like what they're going with. I think it's a good idea. And the prices, if the prices in the beta are what are going to be for the final, like $3 to rent it for like 4 hours, like $5 for like a day, or like 10 bucks or 8 bucks for like 30 days. I can't remember what it was exactly. But it was actually pretty good. I'm like, those prices aren't too bad. Like, if you're playing something that doesn't need all that Twitch stuff, and it's only a slight downgrade in graphics, so I don't know. I think it's a good idea. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I still think that there will be some sort of like either plus and like plus discount for the prices, or there will be some sort of subscription thing that they do where you can pretty much do all games for this much a month or something like that. So
yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Just pay like a flat fee and be like, here, you get basically everything.
Right. So
that'd be the smart way of doing it, because more people will do it that way. Like, if Netflix was pay to rent,
right,
I would never use it.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So
since it's like whatever it is, what is it, $7 a month, $8 a month, something
like that? Yeah, I think it's like $7 a month.
Yeah. So it's like whatever. Yeah.
I would expect this to be more like 20 to 30 probably.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like a huge library, but even then still, if you're going to take advantage of it, that seems like a pretty good deal.
Or maybe it gets tacked on to Plus for like an extra $10 a month or something like that.
Yeah. Even that would be okay. Or even like, you know what, add another extra like even $30 a year if they do something like that, if you're going to get a yearly subscription.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
That's a little harder to swallow. Like, I would actually prefer like a monthly type thing. Like,
so
I'd pay $10 a month,
whenever,
I think.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Either way, I like the tag. I think it kind of works. I can see why they didn't try doing this last gen when this all started. Like, people were talking about it. Like, what was it before? Like, I know they bought Gaikai. What was the other one that was out there? The Ed Boon one.
Shit. It's right. I was thinking about it today.
Ustream? Ustream is the...
OnLive.
OnLive.
OnLive did it, yeah.
Yeah. And that was like, I think that was kind of like too early to show. Now it seems like, you know, people might have the bandwidth to actually pull this off. But I totally, bandwidth is a big thing. Like, I have really good internet, and it was like, yeah, you have a great connection for this. I'm wondering how many people actually have that. But I don't think it really matters, because...
Well, what's your connection at home?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I'd have to do another test again.
Because what I was going to say is, like, my minimum cable connection, the minimum they have, the minimum speed, is 30 megs down now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the slowest they have.
That's the slowest. That's pretty good.
So, and I logged, that's what I've got. So I logged in, and it says, you have the best connection. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I win.
I have a really shitty up, but a really good down.
Yeah,
like when I try to, Twitch stream on, like, PSN or Xbox Live, it looks like it lags. But I can fucking watch the fuck out of anyone else's stream. But, I tried that. And the other game, I beat Watch Dogs. So it's another open world game that I beat.
Yeah, I'm still playing it too, man. I haven't gotten very far in the story, though. it's all been, I'm addicted to going through to the different places on the map.
Yeah, so. I did the opposite. I basically did some side missions at the beginning and I said, fuck it. And then I just went through the story. And it's not super, super long, but it's not short enough, and not long enough to be kind of bored. I actually kind of enjoyed it. I mean, I don't beat open world games.
Ask why you just eventually said, fuck it? Were you just bored of the side missions?
Or? No, it was just the ones that I honestly don't know. I think I got scared, because usually with open world games, I start doing story missions, then I get sidetracked, and then I never beat them.
Yeah,
so this time I was like, I started to get sidetracked, and I was like, no, I have to do the story first and then go back and do some side missions. And so that's what I did. So that's why I went right back to the storyline. Just did it.
I'll be honest with you. The ones that I enjoy the most are those, are the gang hideouts.
See, I've done one of those.
Oh man, I love doing those because you end up taking out like the majority of the guys without actually entering the
place.
Without actually going into battle. It's like there was one particular one where I started looking around and had to be like 10, 12 guys on there. And by the time I was finished like scoping the place out, there were two of them left.
Yeah.
You know, cause
that's why I like that game. I think there's like so many options to do to take out people and stuff. And it was cool. Like I will warn people. I don't like cop chases in any games like this. I hate that when like in Grand Theft Auto, even in this game, it's not too bad when it's not a mission where that you're supposed to be chased because it's pretty easy to lose people and, you know, just get in the clear.
Find a bridge. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. You find a bridge.
Find a bridge.
Easiest thing to do
is
fucking jump in a boat. Because they can't follow you.
That's true too.
And then you just go.
That is fucking criminal 101.
Jump a bridge.
Get in a boat. You're like they're right there. Like, oh well, they jumped in a boat, guys. So well, let's go home. Let's get some coffee because we can't get them.
Yeah.
They don't teach you that shit. That's a secret skill.
That helped me.
I learned that on YouTube.
The last mission of the game, and I'll warn you, Chris, use fucking boats. Because if I didn't know about that thing to go in like a boats, the last mission would have drove me insane. I probably never would have beat the game because when that game wants you to be chased, those cops are so unfair with how they maneuver their cars. It's just not fair. Like, they can reverse and like go forward on a dime with like no acceleration needed. And it's just so annoying. And then when I saw the last mission, what I had to do, I checked where these points were on a map and I was like, all right, I can get to all these places relatively with a boat, and it made it pretty easy. And after a bunch of people on Twitter and Facebook just bitching and bitching and bitching about that last mission and how hard it was and how many times it took them, it's like, just use a boat and you'll thank me. It was so much easier.
Sounds good.
And don't do what John did. And because they're going to send a helicopter after you, and he did the same thing as I did with the boat, but he had problems with the helicopters. Just stand up on the boat. Hack the helicopter, get back in the driver's seat, and keep driving. He's like, I didn't even think to fucking stand up. Because, you know, that game has the worst camera angle when you're driving vehicles and you're trying to look up. You can't see the helicopter. It's, like, impossible.
Yeah.
So you have, yeah. But I liked it. I mean, I think it's...
Criminal 102, right?
Criminal 102.
next lesson.
Next week is 201. Stay tuned.
The characters are kind of dumb for the most part, except for a couple. Storyline's kind of dumb. But the game was fun, I think. I think it was a better first effort than Assassin's Creed 1, even though the games are really not the same. But I have big expectations for Part 2. I get a lot of
Assassin's Creed from this game. Not from
traversal,
but just from the general layout of the land
structure
and everything
and
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as repetitive as Assassin's Creed, which is what I liked.
That's true. Even though you're doing like all the gang hideouts are different. And like the fixer contracts, they've got, you know, there's a lot of fixer contracts. There's like 40 of them or something like that. But there's also like 8 or 9 variations of them or something like that. So.
Yeah.
But, the fixer contracts are the ones you probably won't like because they're all chases and stuff like that. So.
Well, I don't mind the chases. Now, once I opened up all the stuff where it's easy to get, there's a couple near the end that are just so fucking annoying just because they throw, like, it goes from like, you're fine to like a 5-star GTA Grand Theft Auto chase with like you have everything coming after you and it's just so annoying. Like you can't escape. You basically got to get to some point to another and there's no way of actually escaping. It's just kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's the only thing. The game had a little bit kind of, they had too many missions of instant fails and stealth.
Ooh.
Which, yeah, they're exactly. there's a few too many of those and that's my biggest probably complaint. But I like the game overall. Like I went back yesterday. I beat it a couple days ago. And actually did go back yesterday to do a couple of side missions just to kind of fuck around with. And yeah, we'll see how much more I play of it. But I liked it.
Cool.
It's in very fucking like small company. It's the Infamous series and Red Dead Redemption are like the only open world games I've ever beat. So
I'm pretty proud of you.
Hey,
good shit, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you. It also could be the drought we're in right now, but whatever.
That's true. It could be.
But it happened. Amen. When Assassin's Creed 1 came out, that was kind of a, you know, I guess it wasn't really drought. It was fall. Well, anywho. The other game, I'll wait until, well, I don't know if you're, I guess you just talked about.
Yeah, we just talked about Watch Dogs, so let's move on to Destiny.
Yeah. So, the winner of E3.
Dude, I got in the alpha.
Did you play it?
I I installed it.
You installed it.
You installed
yeah.
it?
Congratulations.
Yeah. I got...
Well,
I
Jason,
got
you're not missing anything. It was pretty terrible.
What, that's what I hear.
Oh, wait, never mind. It was amazing.
Oh, shit.
It was kind of all right.
Can't wait for it this September. Oh, almost
this game. Oh, man.
And it's like over now, isn't it?
It is
yeah,
over.
The alpha's
yeah,
over.
On,
but the beta, by one day. But the beta's starting in like 2 weeks, like two and a half, three
okay.
weeks.
July 17th, I think.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. 3 weeks. But
this is a pretty small slice. Like, you could only go to like level 8.
Yeah, you
could
get
up
to level 8,
right?
And there was one strike mission, one story mission, and one like open world-ish area.
Which was huge.
Yes, it was a large area, and there are apparently like another half dozen planets or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, that, or areas, I should say, that you can go to. So,
planets are right too, yeah, they're all different planets and stuff.
Lots of content.
There was a lot in that alpha, and I think, like, Chris will probably know because we're in, like, an email thread. Like, I was really looking forward to Destiny, like, a lot. It's Bungie, of course I was. And then I never got a beta code or an alpha code right away. And then I got hooked up with a beta. Actually, no. I went onto my PlayStation 4 on Saturday, and I just had a notification. And but it wasn't, like, a message. It was from that, like, Sony notification part. And I clicked on it, and it was like, hey, you want to try out the fucking Destiny Alpha beta, here's like a code, and you just click on the button.
Yeah, whatever. Sure.
Yeah. I was like, damn it, yeah, of course. My first experience with the beta was not, or the alpha was not a good one. It was, I logged in. First of all, the game has a full day-night cycle, and it was at a time of the day where it was just kind of like, just before it was really dark and kind of light out, and right away I was like, everyone was like raging about how good the game looked, and I was like, this doesn't look that much better than like Halo 4 or Halo Reach.
You're like, you're like turning the brightness up on your TV.
Yeah, yeah, it. Well, not that bad.
What's the big deal?
I was like, okay, this looks like an up-res version of like a PS3 or Xbox 360 game. Okay. And playing it, I was like, I'm just kind of bored. Didn't really know what I was doing. And I was like, I don't know. This alpha kind of unsold me on the game. I can see what it's going for. You go into the city. There's a bunch of people there. It's like this hub world. And you go to this open world,
you shoot
do
shit,
stuff,
you
and
loot.
You get, like, you get, yeah, you get a mission. Oh, go collect 5 of these. And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm done with this for now. Then I went back and played with Double Recon and a Metal Slugger from Twitters and the Facebooks. And we played a 3-man like strike team or fire team and did like the strike mission and just kind of did some wandering around. And then I had Mark was kind of showing me. Or Omar was like showing me stuff what to do in the game, and I was like, okay, now it's coming together. Now I'm starting to get what they're trying to do here, because it doesn't really tell you anything in the alpha. It kind of just throws you in there and goes, go. There's not really
okay.
any
True.
Guidance. So then once I kind of figured out what they're going for and how things worked and all that stuff, then I started to really, really like it. And then I started to
what?
See like, go ahead.
What are they going for? I mean, what was different? What was what changed your mind?
The feel of something like everyone keeps comparing like Halo Borderlands, which
sure.
I do see that, but I see more of a like a Phantasy Star Online with Halo.
What?
Just because the way everything is structured, it's like
I missed it.
You have the main hub world, which everybody can go to. You can see a bunch of people running around. And then
mm-hmm.
you go to this big open world where you can just take random missions with your buddies. But there's also people in this area as well doing their own thing. So it's like
okay.
on a much bigger scale. So not quite Borderlands. Borderlands is just like a 4-player co-op like kind of thing. The loot
yeah.
is
yeah.
not just guns. It's like you get
armor
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, it's like armor and everything. That changes the look of your character. And whenever you're in the hub world, you're in third person. And when you do your special abilities, you go into third person, so you actually see the cool shit that you have.
Yeah, which is cool. Hey, what classes did you use?
I used Warlock.
Yeah, I did too. That was pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. So, but I go ahead.
Can I throw my comparison out there?
Yeah.
This game is straight up Defiance with Halo shooting.
See, I never played Defiance.
I know.
So I have
Most
no
people
idea.
Didn't. Yeah. Defiance, it's Defiance, but a lot better. And with Halo
it
shooting.
It feels like Halo. But with Call of Duty mixing, because it has the whole look down your sights. They change some of the buttons around, but the actual physics feel very Halo-y. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's, and the environments are pure Halo. Like, people say, like, kind of Mass Effect. I'm like, I don't see Mass Effect in it at all.
No,
I
didn't see
Halo.
Mass Effect at all.
Yeah, I see. It's like, you can tell right when you enter any, like, any of those missions that are on there. this is Bungie. This is what they do.
Yeah, and I mean, the open world area had this giant space shuttle that had, like, it was a huge rocket with, like, three space shuttles on it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, Bungie has the best fucking, you know, matte paintings in the business. Hands down, right?
Have the best what?
Matte paintings.
And that is true. That's another thing where people were posting pictures of, like, this looks amazing. Like, well, they did that in Halo. It's a painting. It's just like a still background. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no polygons there. There's nothing being rendered.
Man, it's beautiful.
But what they did, though, in this, which they didn't really do in Halo, was they added lighting to those, plus some clouds and kind of atmosphere effects that actually are moving and stuff.
Fucking love
which
clouds.
Combined. Looks awesome.
Jason, why are you trolling, dude?
I do. I'm not trolling.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Just like,
yeah, you're trolling. That's fine.
I know it looks great, but
well, they do use that Bungie trick of the whole skybox is not really.
Right.
It's a painting. It's it's not being rendered. It, like, there's no polygonals in that.
No polygonals. Still, no triangles in there.
Yeah, but then again, the main area you go into, like the old Russia, it looks really good. Like it has a whole day. I found like a nice waterfall area. I'm like, this looks actually really good at a certain time. And the lighting is, again, this generation is going to be all about how good the lighting and particles are because it's snowing.
And that was one of the things that really impressed me was there was a part where I was like trying to remember exactly how it was. So in that first story mission, there's a dark area. And I wasn't in the story mission. I was in the open world area and I was leaving that dark area and going into the, I was leaving a lit area going into the dark area and the light was shining behind me and the shadow on the wall of my character.
The shadows look awesome.
It wasn't very aliased or anything like that. I mean, it looked pretty clean. And what really impressed me was that the silhouette was like, it showed like the different pieces of, it showed the different pieces of armor I was wearing. Like, you could tell. And it actually showed that I had the sniper rifle on my back, which was really cool. So, you know, little touches like that. I mean,
it changes
like
size.
Little things like that.
A shadow would.
Yeah.
The closer you get to stuff or the way you get to something, that where the light source is coming from.
Yeah.
It's really well done. And
do they have dynamic lighting in that game?
It's yes, but it's so... Oh, God.
Stop trolling
sorry,
and read
sorry.
This email.
I'm done.
Jason,
you would like
trolling.
It, Jason.
Stop trolling and read
the
email.
I know
it
would.
It does
it
feel like
great.
Halo,
it really
but it feels like
does.
Halo Light in regards to shooting. It's still got that Borderlands of shooting kind of thing, because it's got to show numbers, and you got to see what you're doing
with
your
loot. Yeah, you definitely feel that.
Loot. Yeah, you don't. It's not, it doesn't have the weight of the guns of Halo or like the grenades, because the game's meant for, like, I mean, it's all hit points based, right? So they can't just be like, hey, you're going to throw a couple shots and this guy's going to drop. Even though you kind of do, but you can see the number. It feels RPG shooter-esque, but better, if that makes sense.
It's Halo it's still... RPG.
Yeah.
I mean, does the gunplay feel a little like Borderlands? Yeah.
Yeah.
You still get that kind of, like, you know, visual indicator,
less,
you know,
less
you get all these
floaty,
numbers, like,
yes.
flying off the head of someone.
Oh, you still get all that.
Yeah. The shooting is really, really good. Like,
yeah.
I am not a first-person shooter guy, and I felt pretty comfortable with the shooting in this game, so.
Kick ass.
It was good. Jason, read the email.
There's an email?
There's an email.
Holy fuck,
you pull up
this
email.
Is long.
Did you get any of the
we have
the
an email about
private
Destiny,
events,
so we might as well
public
do it now.
Events.
Oh, I didn't. I only got to play for about 4 hours or so, separated on two nights. So I literally did the story mission, the open world area, and I did a bunch of mini missions in there, and I did the strike, and that's pretty much all I was able to do.
Because I was just wandering around and I saw people in the world. Because you know, if they're relatively close, you can see their names, like kind of in the distance. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a big shadow kind of goes over me. And so I'm like, what the fuck? I look up. This big-ass dropship comes down and then drops three other smaller big-ass dropships. And they all spread out. And they all put something down on the ground. It goes, public event. It's like, you've entered a public event. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is cool. And I was like, oh, these other guys hopefully see this shit. And they're going to come join in. Nope. Just me.
Really?
I had to go to like these 3 points. And it was timed. It had like a certain time limit. I had to get like kill off these three areas or these like drills they're trying to do. I failed it, but it was just me. I was like, come on guys, help me out. They're all like, yeah, fuck you buddy, I'm going over here.
Yeah, John and I ran into one of those, and it was I can't remember which one it was, but we actually had three or four guys join us while we were doing it. So that's one of the things that I actually pulled Defiance out of it, because Defiance had those.
And it's
really the only game that I've ever played that had them. So Destiny has them now too, and that really feels good to have that kind of, that world event. They called them Arc Falls, but it was basically everybody who's in their own little party. Everybody goes and takes on this one enemy or, yeah, you know, whatever it is. And
whatever event or whatever.
And that was always really cool for me. And that was like the part that I looked forward to when playing Defiance. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to see that they put it in. That
adds some spontaneity to like just wandering around and grinding for gear.
Yeah, because all of a sudden like this, mm-hmm, and there's one like this ship will come down and a dude comes out and he's trying to escape and he's, you know, that's one of the smaller ones, but. So I'm interested to see where they go with them, because the ones that I saw were not all that impressive to me, but I didn't see the one
I'm
you were talking
about. I'm
hoping
that's just alpha stuff. They're not going to release, yeah, like the really cool, yeah, ones.
But I also didn't see the one that you said, so.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the one of the really popular ones. Apparently they dropped down a, well, I like to call it the, Scarab from Halo, but it's basically the same thing. It's a fucking tank with legs.
And, yeah, so
that's supposed to be like one of the main ones.
Did you do the strike see. Mission? Because he's in the strike
mission. I did do the strike mission, the, yeah, one where you do that at the end, yeah, or the second mini boss.
Second mini boss, yeah,
before the end, yeah. The strike missions are cool. They're kind of like instants. And
you get your ass kicked three. A lot.
Yeah, yeah. You got to really play as a team, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. But
Chris.
Yes.
I mean, Jason.
Yo.
You have an email?
I do. It's long. You guys ready?
Yes. Yeah. I promise you, Jason, this is the only email that you have to read on the show.
All right, I'm ready. This is from Chibs. I don't know who this is. No. He's one of my best friends and my spirit animal.
Spirit animal.
John West. He says, hey guys, Destiny Alpha, right?
Right.
That was a nice surprise.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
I apologize in advance for the length of this email. Feel free to edit it down if need be.
Oh, the asshole knew it was going to be long before he even fucking wrote two sentences. Mm-hmm. Thanks, John.
But I'm geeking out here, so sue me. So it's probably no surprise that when Destiny was announced last year as this huge Halo-esque, FPS, MMO-ish, sci-fi, loot-collecting, Borderlands-y thing, I was beyond excited. I've not played much Halo except for Reach, but knowing of Bungie's attention to detail, crafting worlds, and story, and my absolute love for Borderlands made this a no-brainer on my PS4 want list. As E3 gets closer, it's past. So many videos and info from the Destiny playable demo started showing up. Looks so good. But no worries. The beta was announced for July for the PS4, right? Just a little longer until us normal folk could get our hands on it. And then, boom. Sony's E3 conference starts up and there is Destiny front and center. And at the end of the intro, there's a flash of a website and an announcement that the playable alpha will be available for the whole weekend to, yay, play at home. What then? Awesome, though. It's like
that
there were
really
so many
cool
things during the press conferences. It's like, and it's available
now.
Go sign up. Anyway, John could not get to the website fast enough. Got my code Thursday afternoon and downloaded it right after work and just jumped right in. Needless to say, no hand-holding. Go forth, young guardian. Take Tyrion Bot 3000 with you.
Nice.
Tyrion. And kill many
3-2-3
things.
3-2-3 guilty for. 3-4-3 guilty.
No story intro or anything, but considering that this was pretty much a demo, it was understandable. After playing many, many hours over the 4 days, I can say that it wasn't quite what I expected, but that wasn't a bad thing. It's definitely got the Halo feel, but I did not get a sense of the Borderlands loot game that I thought it would have. Honestly, it felt more like Tyrion's
Trions.
Defiance. Oh, Trion's Defiance. I'm sorry. I had Tyrion on the brain. Trion's Defiance in that aspect, just way,
yep,
better.
I agree.
The loot system is more subtle when acquiring new gear, but yet extremely complex once you start unlocking anything better than common item. It actually took me a few hours before I knew you could enhance, upgrade, any rare to epic loot by just using it. Sad that I found a few blue loot drops but couldn't use them due to the level cap.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Yeah, I got like two items that were level 10. I was like, fuck!
From what was available, I played mainly the PvE side. I tried the PvP a few times, but I had a hard time telling friend from foe, so I didn't try much more of it. The one story mission was quick and dirty. You see something flying, you shoot it! Oh, thank you, Mr. Dinklage. I hadn't thought of that. Which reminds me, the voice acting was bad.
Yeah, what I agree.
I'm sorry it was. I'm hoping that a lot of this was just placeholder audio, and it will be replaced or beefed up in the beta. Could have sworn I heard Nathan Fillion give me a side mission, though. That was cool. Did you guys get that?
I did. No, I wouldn't have probably noticed.
He pointed it out to me, but I didn't notice.
All the side missions
are
kind of random.
He's not the first to point it out.
He what?
He's not the first that I've heard that from, actually. See, next is the three-man strike. We've heard so much about the Devil's Lair. This was more like it. Wait. Yeah, this was more like it. Wave after wave of enemies mixed in with objectives and boss fights. The bosses did feel like bullet sponges, and with limited ammo resources, some of the runs turned out, some of the runs turned out to stand stills until you could find some ammo, hoping little things like this would be addressed. Still, super fun, and there was loot at the end. Win-win.
Yeah, I had some trouble with ammo during the strike mission as well.
But I don't think, can you run out of ammo on your primary gun? Because I never had that issue.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I did.
What do you do at that point?
I never ran out of primary, only my secondary.
Yeah, but what ends up happening is the big part for me was during the second and third boss fight. So you run out of ammo, and especially with the devil, the walker you're talking about. I ran out of ammo with him a couple times, but every once in a while, like regular enemies come out, you shoot them down, you get the ammo, and that's when you continue. So yeah, that's kind of how it worked for me too.
All right, moving on. That leaves just the explore/free roam mode of the game. This is actually the part I like the most. Just running around either solo or with friends, killing whatever enemies were around the corner or over the hill. Get a little bored? Hey, a bunch of ghosts and side missions will highlight on your HUD, that's HUD, for some quick XP. From what I saw, these varied to about 3 different mission types, but no doubt many more in the final game. Then there are the world events. This is what reminded me the most of Defiance. The one I saw, the one I saw the more than the others was a drop ship flying over the area and dropped up huge spider tank.
There you go.
The same one you saw in the original Destiny gameplay video. And this mining node, which it protected. Objective, blow this shit up in the time allowed. Depending on how many people in the area, this could be a real challenge. I failed more than once, only because time ran out, but I still got credit for doing my part. Of course, the whole time you're running around, there are other players doing their own thing as well. This is where the social shooter will come into play, and I'm really excited about the aspect. Oh, and this goes without saying, but I'm going to anyway. The game is so good looking! There's fucking clouds, dynamic lighting,
and paintings.
Matt,
that's awesome.
Paintings. Oh my god!
Keep rolling, troll.
I lost track.
Keep going, troll.
I lost track of the times I would come out of a building or out of a narrow mountain path to just a magnificent piece of scenery and just go, "Holy crap, that's just pretty." Even the lighting on the indoor missions were good. More than once, I caught myself jumping and shooting at my own shadow. Bungie calls this alpha just a very small slice of the whole game. This both excites and terrifies me. As a person who puts hundreds of hours into Borderlands 1 and 2 with multiple characters, come September 9th, I'm afraid the only sunlight I'll see for a while is the one on my screen. At least it will look fucking gorgeous.
Because it's a painting.
John
West. Thank you, John.
Oh,
yeah, he pretty much echoed what I was saying before.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I did not read this email before we were talking about it, so.
You
parrot. I know. I'm horrible.
I didn't even have to read this, because you fucking said it all.
But, let me see. The one thing that really got me was the whole ammo thing during the strike. And
I never had that.
Dropping weird. The loot that was too far, was levels above me. I was like, come on, that's just not
right.
Oh,
that's... Yeah, I kind of expect
you're
that.
You're teasing us. It's like, we're not even going to have this character later. Why are you doing that to us?
Could you preview the armor or anything?
No, you couldn't really do anything with it.
That would have been worse, I think. It's like,
it's also
God,
like Diablo, where
great.
Like you get encrypted ones. You don't even know what they are until you bring them back.
Yeah.
The main area. And you get
oh,
them,
really?
Yeah, you get them deciphered, and it's like, hey, this is what it is. And also, we didn't mention, that I like the way you level up stuff in this game. It's by using the skills, not by just picking them.
Right.
So you have, like, each character has a skill tree of, say, like, 7 main skills. And then they go, that goes horizontally and then vertically, depending how you use those skills and how much, they open up ones that go underneath it. And then you guys, I think you can only pick from one from each column in the final. So that's what's going to give, like, each character, class, with different class. Like, say we all pick a hunter for some weird reason. We could all be totally different depending on what skills we actually pick and use, which is kind of cool and easy for an RPG tard like me to understand.
Can't wait.
I think.
I'm excited.
But did you guys go to, or not you guys, because Jason didn't get to try it, but did you find any of the rooms or areas where the enemies were way fucking above level? They just had question marks, and they were, like, impossible
to
beat.
Shit.
No, I didn't, like, actually.
I remember, Metal Slug, like Omer, he showed me a an area down in this basement area, and there was, like, four dudes, and we couldn't, like, our special powers did, like, one hit point of damage.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucked
and
up.
And we're like, well, this, and we're both, like, level 8, so we're both, geez, like, the cap. So, like, we're obviously not supposed to be here, and this is something weird. And there's another area I found kind of, like, in the open where there's, like, these really hard dudes. So I was like, I wonder if that was the thing that just you can't do in the alpha, or if there was some kind of trick to it. I don't know. But we call it, like, the basement of hell or something like that. It was pretty fucked up. But, yeah, I like it. I went from can't wait for that fucking game to I don't know if I'm going to buy this game to probably my most anticipated game. So,
yeah, this has been on my radar since we first found out what it exactly was.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm into this. I definitely want to try it out. They said that there was going to be a beta with the pre-order. I went ahead and pre-ordered, and I was like, all right, I'll get a chance to try it. If I don't like it, I can cancel. And then they said, did the alpha. I got a code for the alpha, played it for about 4 hours, and I'm sold. So, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm good. I'm in good shape. And actually, Jeff, if you hadn't gotten a code, I had one for you, because Cray had one. And he's like, do you still need a code for the alpha? And I was like, no,
who
but Jeff
one?
Does. Cray. Crayman.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
And I said, no, but Jeff does. Why don't you PM it to me and I'll give it to him? So, and then
I logged on
and I was like, all right, let me find Jeff so I can give him his code. Oh, wait, he's playing Destiny.
He's already playing.
What
it.
The fuck?
Nice. Well, thanks, dude. Thanks for looking out. Yeah, I think someone else actually sent me one too. Oh, actually, yeah, Metal Saga Omer sent me one too, but I already had one. I was just like, I didn't know that Sony was just sending them to people on PSN, I guess randomly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I didn't get one, so. I got a code from a friend of mine, like, that Thursday. So,
yeah. That's good. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be awesome.
Same here.
And I keep forgetting that's like a cross-gen game too. Like, that's going to be on PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's hard to believe when you look at how great it looks on PS4.
We'll see.
Jeff, you going PS4? Yeah.
No, I'm going Xbox One.
You're going PS4. Cool.
The perfect opportunity. You have like three person parties, and we could easily team up and play like every night.
And how reliable you guys are with game time,
dude. I am
don't worry about the time zone difference.
Oh, that's true. There's a time zone difference, but I'm on playing games like between 9:30 to 12 or 1 every night right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll double dip.
We'll see. All right. Cool. Hey, let's move on and talk about some news. We have one more. Sure. We have one more email that talks about Destiny, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, cool. Well, staying on the Destiny tip, Microsoft, of course, said that they're taking the Kinect out of the standard thing and opening up 10% of the GPU to that stuff. And people are like, why watch 10%? Oh, Bungie's been one of the first developers to come out and say, hey, actually, since they've done that, we've been able to up the resolution to 1080p as well. So,
That's really cool, but they were only at like 900p anyway. It's not like they were that far
away.
Yeah,
they were close. Well, I don't think they actually said. Well, did they say it was 900?
I feel like they said that Destiny was going to run at 900. So,
well, either way, it might have just been the jump from 900 to 1080. It doesn't make sense that 10% would do this like 720 or that weird 792 or whatever the hell some games have on Xbox One.
Right.
Weird frame rate or not frame rate resolution. But yeah, so it's 30 frames, 1080p on both now. So that's good. Hopefully more developers can take advantage of that.
Yep.
That'd be kind of cool.
Capcom. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. The Street Fighter fame. He's the little guy who carries around that little Blanca figure everywhere. Figurine. He's leaving Capcom Vancouver. I don't really know why. I don't think he said he resigned, so.
Well, he's actually still with Capcom.
Yeah, he just
from
left
what I understand.
Studio.
Let me see if I can find that. Continue.
Because I don't know what
you
did with that studio though. Because what did Capcom Vancouver do? They didn't they do Dead Rising 3? The only thing I think was maybe they brought him on to do some of the super hyper Dead Rising 3.
And that's what I think that he
edition remix plus alpha, whatever.
Yes, with Fry's I believe edition. That he was involved in that.
That game is pretty great.
Is it?
I don't know if you guys.
I still don't know. Yeah, I still don't know what it is.
I mean, seriously, it's like just an arcadey version of Dead Rising. Like you have a, you know, X amount of zombies to just fucking annihilate. Mm. There's a ton of Capcom references and fan service. It's a $10 DLC, like, hug from Capcom, seriously.
I've actually read about it and seen some stuff, and I actually think it looks like a better game than the actual game is.
Seriously, yeah, there's no, like, weapon degradation or any of that shit. There's still that timer thing going on, which is, you know,
kind of
whatever. I mean, you get in a four-party group, and it's like, fuck yeah, this is fun as hell. Jeff, please get it.
I already had it, and I would have bought it, but then Dead Rising, I'm sure, because the way that Microsoft's doing their Xbox One gold deals with gold, I'm hoping it's going to be, like, $30 soon, like Dead Rising 3 again. Then I'll get it, because I want it really bad, actually. When, after seeing, like, people play that stuff, I'm like, that looks actually awesome. Like, that looks interesting.
It really is.
Unlike the, like, Dead Rising 3 look to me, so. But yeah, so... That was a thing, and then apparently it turns out Capcom is actually for sale to the highest bidder.
That's kind of misleading,
Well, it's,
they basically said that they were not
going to... selling more than
50%
of their shares, which means they're for sale. So whoever wants to buy 51% now owns the company and gets to run the company. So I'm scared of this because I don't think Sony has the money to buy something like Capcom right now. Nintendo, I don't think would, and I don't think they really have the money. They have the money, but the way they've been doing it, I don't think they will. I think Microsoft, if they, I will be really very, very mad if Microsoft were to purchase them.
I would think Nintendo would have to know what a third party publisher
is. This is true. That's very, very true.
Yeah. I don't want anyone, if anyone's going to buy up Capcom, I really hope it's another one of the third party publishers. I don't want it to be I don't want it to be Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo, because I think that would be very, very bad for the fighting game community.
I can see one of the big three doing that.
Yeah,
true. Because that's like, as much as Killer Instinct was successful on paper, it's on one platform, and like you need to be for fighting game to be like successful and really, really do well and like get a good community going, good like camaraderie and
has to be out on everything.
It's got to be on everything, and I think if the second one of those guys pick it up or buy it. Unless they be very generous with that, at least that franchise, like the stuff like Resident Evil and stuff like that, that's not that much of a big deal. But the online fighting games, the second that becomes exclusive, that's not a good. I don't think that's a good thing. That's why I'm afraid, because I think out of all those three, if any one of those were to pick it up, I think Microsoft has the biggest chance to. And I just hope that they don't. And if they do, they would still be like, you know what? We're still going to let you guys put this out on other consoles, but I don't think they'd do that.
No.
So, and I don't see EA picking them up because EA's kind of got their own financial issues too. I don't know. Let's do it. How much do you think they cost, guys?
I got a couple billion set aside. Let's do it.
All right, cool.
So here's what I've got. Ono today announced he left his position as director at Capcom Game Studio Vancouver. Which developed Dead Rising 3. He will remain a corporate officer and head of consumer games development division number 2 at Capcom.
Division number 2.
So,
all right.
The best division.
And apparently he's a producer on a couple games that are coming for PS4 later, including Deep Down. So.
What's up with that? Because they didn't show that at E3.
That was not at E3.
No. That's not a good sign.
It's apparently still coming, but I don't know.
Is it going the way of, like, the agency?
I hope not.
Or Contra? Remember when Konami showed that Contra teaser, like, 2 years ago? That never happened. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
I don't.
I do not remember that.
It was the symbol at the end of, like, some, like, thing. They showed, like, and they're coming, and it was the Contra C. It was, like, 2 years. It was when they did the whole transferring bullshit. And then we saw nothing about it after
transferring.
That.
Transferring. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. It was terrible. But anyway, that kind of sucks. I mean, Capcom has been kind of outside of, like, Street Fighter. They have not been doing that well. But hopefully they work things out and find maybe an investor. Hopefully just an investor will come. Like, some, like, not even a company we know. Just people who, like, have faith in Capcom will just buy the shares and just be part of, like, the board and be like, you guys still do what you want to do, whatever. But we'll just...
That's kind of the thing, isn't it? It's like we can throw as much money at them as possible, but it feels like the direction is just like taking a fucking nosedive.
Yeah.
this like past generation. Seriously.
Yeah, it really has. Like outside of a few stuff, they've like Resident Evil's gone to the shitter. They've outsourced everything. Like Strider was outsourced, and I think Strider was really, really good, but that wasn't internally done by Capcom.
Right.
But Street Fighter, I think Street Fighter and Marvel was probably their biggest hits, I guess.
Well, I mean, Street Fighter was outsourced as well.
That's true.
I mean,
that was Dimps. Yeah.
You know?
That was Dimps, yeah. So I don't know. I just don't want to see them go and be dissolved and be sucked up by some bigger company that doesn't know what to do with more so than they do. I don't know.
It's tough. Like, and I don't want to see Capcom go. They're probably the developer or publisher or just
they were
the
our
brand.
Number.
Remember, like,
I think they were all three. You know, Chris had Konami, but I think when we did our whole favorite developers thing, like 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, Capcom was Jason and I's like favorite.
Yeah, developer. That Konami would probably change now.
it's been years. Konami's got nothing now either.
I know. It's like they don't even have Castlevania anymore. I don't know.
No, they don't. Yeah, it's like
And yeah, Capcom's lost a lot of their fucking, you know, brain trust over there, you know. A lot of the, you know, the very popular developers have moved on to other things, and I don't know, like, do we still love the developer side of Capcom, or do we just love the IPs and the nostalgia?
I think it's mostly the IPs and the nostalgia at this point.
Yeah. So, I mean, would it be okay if they got picked up by somebody else? It might be, seriously.
Could Platinum buy them?
I don't
want to
see them die, but... Yeah, this is tricky. I'm too close to this subject.
I know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Anywho.
Capcom, I love you.
You know what you can do now, which is awesome, and Microsoft needs to fucking pay attention. So you can now preload games on the PS4.
Yay.
I think that's awesome, because I would buy a lot more stuff digitally if you could preload it.
I won't.
No?
No, because I get the 20% off thing at Best Buy. So.
Okay, well, I did that. I did the 20% off thing at Best Buy, too. But there's certain games, like a Destiny, I think I might get digitally, just because it's there and it's online only. But I like the fact that you can do it, I think, is a good step. I don't know why they didn't do this, like, years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So just
I will appreciate that when it comes to PSN games that I'm definitely going to get.
Yeah. But you can check that out now. You can now pre-order stuff. And I think the first game that's actually going to be pre-downloadable is that Transformers game. Rise of the Dark Spark, which is not a big deal. But yeah, a few days to a week before games are out, you can pre-download them. And then at like 12 o'clock your time, they unlock so you can play. So that's kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Sushi. I call him Sushi, even though his name's not Sushi. Sony guy.
Okay.
He did an interview. Yoshida. Sorry?
Never mind.
I did not hear you. He did an interview with IGN and basically said that their focus on Vita right now is going to be just third parties and indies. And then they asked, well, does that mean there's going to be less first party games on the Vita? And he basically said, yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen. So take that as you will. It sounds to me like Sony's themselves are not worried about Vita. They just like, you know what, let the third parties and indies take care of it. It's fine, but we don't see any money in us producing our own games.
Right.
So
they're basically
not a bad thing.
They're kind of opening it up to
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, so. I mean it's great as like the indie game player, you know. I actually like it a lot for that. But you know, we're not going to see many games coming out for it anymore, I don't think. So that's a shame.
Not made by Sony. Not made by
I don't even think you'll see many third parties.
Well, yeah, that's true. You'll get a lot of indies, though.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of the indie games,
a lot of the PSN games that are going to be, like, cross-buy and shit like that, so.
And I think.
I can't wait for more RPGs.
That's right.
There you go. You'll get a lot of those. That's about it. Those are the Bane things after E3 that kind of came out.
Cool.
Not bad.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break?
Let's do that.
Yeah, we will come back and we're going to talk about remakes, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Sounds good.
So stay with us, and we'll be Welcome back.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome back.
Oh, we got it in before. Yes.
That's fine.
All right. Once in a while. So today we are talking about remakes. We have covered this before, but it's we're covering it again because it seems to be happening pretty often now. And I think the idea was, why are we getting remakes so quickly now?
Ready to play more Last of Us? Come on.
I am not. I don't think I will ever be ready to play Last of Us again. I'll be honest with you. Okay. So we got a few emails on the subject, so I'm going to pass it over to Jeff. He's going to take the first one. Go for it, dude.
This first one comes from Sean Recupido. He says, I don't give a shit either way about recent games being released on next-gen consoles. They're obviously good for the publishers since they don't cost as much to make and profit margins will be higher for them. So if it pays for the development of new games, that's great. If I haven't played a game yet, I might be tempted to pick up one of these better versions. Nobody is forcing anyone to buy these, so people who complain about them are just being silly. I personally would rather see this super old 16-bit games remastered in HD and sold for 10 to 20 rather than a 6-month-old game for 40, though. That's a much more enticing proposition for me. One thing I want to say, these aren't 40. These are $60.
Yeah, these are $60 games.
They're full price.
Yeah, I think that's really my only issue with it, but I agree with him. I mean, if they're releasing these games and it's going to help them pay for future games, then go for it. I'm fine
with
that.
Sure. I just don't like the price point. I bought Tomb Raider. Well, I didn't buy it. I got it for free because I got a gift card. But still, they're $60. Like, Last of Us is going to be $60.
Yeah.
Actually, Last of Us is actually going to be $70 here for PS4.
What?
So it's actually $10 more. Yeah, because the next gen games for some reason now are $10 more because because the dollar is worse here now than it used to be. So now the games are $70. So a new release here is $70 versus $60. So the remake of Last of Us and probably Halo and the ones that are coming down the road now are actually now $70 instead of $60.
That sucks.
So I'm actually paying more for the remake versions. And Last of Us isn't even a year old, is it?
I don't know. No, it came out last March.
Was it in like Marchish?
I think it was in March, yeah.
I can't remember. I'm still going to buy it, though.
I am not. So I've pretty much decided that. I loved playing that game when I played it. I don't think I ever want to play it again. So
yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's yeah, absolutely. Good one-time experience. Of those ones. It was just a good one-time, do it just once and... I have movies like that in my in my viewed movie list. So
yeah, like I'll never watch Gravity again. I thought Gravity was good, but I don't ever need to watch that ever again.
I could watch Gravity again, but I don't need to. Contagion is one. I'm glad that I watched that movie. I don't think I ever want to see it again.
So. There you go. It's the price point, $40. Yeah, actually for $40, fuck yeah, why not? But yeah, $60 is much. Another email.
All right, here we go. Hey guys, it's me, Sniper. Remastered games for our current gen doesn't bother me too much. Although I do find it kind of messed up when a remastered version is announced after the company flat out said that they will not be doing it. For example, I remember reading a ton of articles from various gaming sites that asked Rockstar if they were bringing GTA 5 to PS4 and Xbox. The answer they gave was simply no, no, no. I understand why they do this, but so people won't hold out, but it just seems straight up bullshitting. Well, it is.
Yeah.
I don't think all companies do this, though. I am sure Square Enix was fine with the old gen release of Tomb Raider and did not expect to upport it. It sold well and was critically acclaimed, so the remastered was more of a Game of the Year edition that just so happened to be on new platforms. Or look at Deep Silver with Metro Redux. I may be mistaken, but I don't think Metro Last Light sold very well. So the remastered release has hope. Wait. So I see the remastered release as a hope to push more sales. That also leads to one more point. Metro Redux has its first and second game in it. Halo has all four Master Chief games. This is what I'd like to see in remastered games. I think having a game and its sequels rather than just the game ported with its DLC has more added value for a rebuy. That being said, I want Batman Arkham Collection for my Xbox One. Hope it happens. Later, guys. Sniper.
Yeah.
I do have a lot less problem with the remasters that have multiple games. But most of the ones that have multiple games are ones that are older games. Like, you know, Last of Us was last year. Tomb Raider was a year before it came out. So Master Chief Collection, it's like the all the rest of the Halo games came out. How long ago? When was, Halo 4?
Halo 4
was
2 years ago. Last year.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all about timing, I think, on that one. And, I think Metro is the same way.
Metro was last year, I think. Last Light.
Was it? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with timing. Arkham Collection would be interesting. But I already have all three games.
I think it'd be smart. And again, those are all $60 for as far as we know. So all those together would be all right.
If they remade all the games in the engine for Arkham Knight, I would buy it.
Yeah.
I would buy it.
Me too.
All right. Next email.
All right. This one comes from Aggie CEO. He says, as for the remakes, I look at it as a cheap way for the companies to get a little more revenue to stay afloat. We all know games are getting more and more costly to make, so what's wrong with them trying to get as much money as possible from it? I mean, how would we feel if the studios went out of business? If you love a game and want to buy it again, go ahead. I will end up owning Halo 1, 2, 3, and 4 again. Likely would do the same with an Uncharted re-release, and most definitely with a Mass Effect. Oh, yeah, agreed. And there are games I gameflied and I didn't buy because I figured they'd come to PS4, like GTA 5 and The Last of Us. And of course there are... GTA 5, I figured, because I remember we talked about that a long time ago. Like, I remember we said, like, I'm pretty sure GTA 5 is going to be coming out in the next year. I didn't think Last of Us would be one of them, though. I was like,
I don't think it would come this quick, seriously.
Not with as late in the generation as it was.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that was going to be, like, you know, the send-off for PS3 kind of thing, and, like, yeah. So he goes on to say, of course, there are plenty of games that were 10, 12, 6 years ago and missed a lot of games that have, but have had a PS4, Xbox, oh, sorry, that were 10 to 12, 6 years ago and missed a lot of games that now have a PS4, Xbox One now, or even younger when Halo 1 and 2 came out. So they missed them. Sounds awesome to me that they will get to experience those. But year, I'm done. Long enough email. Aggie CEO. That was a long email. It was like a paragraph.
Well, he sent one email with both this regular email, which is coming later. So,
gotcha.
I think this is revisiting a little bit of what Sean said, and that, you know, if it's helping studios stay afloat, go for it. I think.
But be honest about it. That's the thing. Is like they're like what Sniper said. I hate when they kind of flat out ask Rockstar, is this coming to PC, Xbox One, and PS4? And they said no. And within a year, it's coming out. So obviously they've been working on it for a while. And Aggie brings up a good point. Like, people that were younger can experience these new games. That sounds great for what you said, Chris, as the games that were kind of older that come in like a bundle package.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Tomb Raider and Last of Us weren't even a year old when they came out with their new versions of it.
Yeah.
So.
When they announced them, at least.
Yeah, when they announced them, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I feel like the one, like a year out or even 2 years out is a little early. And if you are going to do that, tell people about it. Because really, doing that, if you actually tell people about it, it's no different than releasing on two platforms after the new system comes out anyway.
Exactly.
You know, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. So just be honest about it.
And look at the other HD remixes that have come out, like the Sly Coopers, the Jak and Daxters, the Devil May Cries. Those have all been games that were out on a previous generation.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of a previous generation.
Yeah, but we're still just a year removed.
Exactly. That's the problem. Like, give it time. Like, I can get the whole make a fast buck, make some more money for people. Like, I am one of those people. Tomb Raider, I may have got a gift card, but they still got my money. I am going to buy probably The Last of Us. I have it pre-ordered, so I'll probably buy that again. I'll buy those games because I'd like to see the new pretty.
And I'm sure you will get the Halo collection. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, the Halo. Yeah. Well, they're totally redoing Halo. Like, that's not just an up conversion. That's like, they are totally redoing the assets to that, like they did with the Halo 1.
Right.
For Halo 3. Halo 2, sweet ass time with that one. Like, they're going to have, like, it's going to be a special touch with that one. It's not just like
an up res.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're redoing all the textures and everything. So
yeah, that's also 4 games. That's a little bit different. So I'll buy that. And that's again, Halo 1 and 2 are games I haven't played. Well, I played Halo 1, I guess, for the anniversary edition like 2 years ago. But but I was going to say, like, it just seems too soon, and the price. It just comes down to the price. Like, I will buy the games I want because I really like them. Like, I do want to play Last of Us again, and I didn't play it again on PS3 because this was announced on PS4. But why can't they do it? And it's not even a simple question as why. It's obvious they want to make as much money as possible, especially during this first year of these consoles have been pretty dry for games. There hasn't exactly been a lot, so they know people will buy them. But if they can put, like, on your PSN profile and be like, hey, you played Last of Us. If you get it digitally, why not charge $40? You know? Like, because technically all you're paying for is an extra layer of graphics.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're not getting any extra content, really. So it's, I don't know. That's the only thing I'd wish for. It's just the pricing. If you're going to do these things that early, make it $40, not $60. Especially for people who, like, already have played the first game, which they can easily tell if you have. Everything's online these days. They could tell. Or trade up. Like they did with remember when they did the whole thing for PS4 and Xbox One when they came out? If you bought Battlefield, Call of Duty, and Assassin's Creed, if you traded in the old versions, you got the new ones for $30 or $20 or something like that. It was something ridiculous.
That was a good deal. You know, I think that's another good way to approach it. To go with like when I was saying about how it's not much different than getting it, like having it release on multiple platforms. The other side of that is that when this game comes out on the PS4, let's say we're talking about Last of Us, if it comes out on PS4, PS3 version is going to be super cheap by then. So, you know, make it cheaper, make it a little bit cheaper so that it's kind of competing
for the people that don't really give a shit about the next-gen experience. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And the people that really want the game, they're going to buy it out of the gate for PS3 anyway. And then, you know, they will likely buy it again. Like Jeff is going to get it on both. So, you know,
the suckers.
The suckers are going to get it on both anyway. No, but I mean, in reality, it's like, it should be a situation where if it's coming out, you know, after the initial release of the game, if you're not including anything that should drive that price up, just lower the price a little bit. I mean, $40 for Last of Us would be, you know, that would be perfect. You know, so I don't know. I think I don't mind the idea of them. I think they need to work on how they're doing their pricing strategies and figure out how to make it right for both the gamers and the publishers and developers. Because right now, I don't think it's always there. Sometimes it is. Master Chief Collection is fucking awesome. I mean, I don't have all those games, so if I had an Xbox One, I would most likely get it. I don't see like Tomb Raider. I didn't think that was worth another $60 purchase. I mean, I think it's an awesome game, but you know, I don't feel like it was worth another $60 purchase. Last of Us the same way. So,
but I mean, we're in that weird like overlap from you know like last gen to current gen.
Where
some people are still like on the fence as far as you know how many games are out there. Do I want to go with an Xbox One or PS4? And then you know they start seeing some of the really great games you know from last generation show up on these next gen systems, and like, okay, all right. So I mean I can appreciate that strategy, but at the same time, you know, as an enthusiast who's already bought these games, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and you make a good point. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are like even Sony themselves have said that there have been a lot of people that have actually like people that have bought PS4 that didn't own a PS3. You know, they were 360 owners,
and it's not backwards compatible, so it's like they can't play it right now anyway.
Right, and this is you know so that this is a good opportunity for them to pick up one of the best games that was in the previous generation.
Oh, but God, yeah. Easily
at the same time.
Five, if not three.
Make it a little cheaper. Just make it a little cheaper. I mean, even if it was 50, that would
I honestly think this is only a thing that's because it's in the first year of the console. I think after, like, next year, they'll slow down or be a lot cheaper because it'll be...
Right.
People won't be as much to jump on it because of the drought.
True. But, I mean, if you look back, you know, there were a ton of games that were getting, like, you know, HD collection remakes and stuff, Devil May Cry, Ratchet and Clank, Sly. It's definitely a very prevalent thing.
Yes. Those are normally also $40 and, like 8 years old.
Very true.
Yeah. Huh. Cool. Well, we have a couple more emails, but do you want to save...
Well, we have a few regular emails, but we are going to end up running long, and we do have one email that we have to get to.
Yeah, yes. I was put scrolling it off through, and I'm like, oh, it's time for this.
We actually got this last week, Jason. We're like, no, we have to wait till you're on the show. So we can't do this without you.
Oh God. Oh,
so right. Okay, so you
I
know, that's it for our for the feature emails. Are we done talking about?
I think so. I think we kind of all covered.
I think it was just like a little intermediary revisit. Just you know. This is how we kind of feel about it. I think it's getting better, personally, but I do think that there's still a little bit of the price hike that they need to work out. But, you know, overall, works for me.
I mean, Usually, yeah. My eyes are drawn, you know, whenever, you know, there's like an HD remake collection, you know, put back out. And it's usually like a nostalgia thing, you know, like Devil May Cry. I like day one. Like I pre-ordered that. I'm like, yes, give me that. But yeah, for the most part, it's got to be near and dear to my heart before I get excited.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cool. All right. Well, we will get to that email that we were discussing in a moment, but we do need to go through some of these fantastic new releases that we've got.
Oh, please fill me
in. There's a lot of fantastic on this list.
I have nothing to play. Please. what should I buy? This
coming out next week, Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma. That's coming out for Vita.
Oh, yeah.
Please give me the Knack and Rise HD collection. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Launch title goodness. Yeah. All right. It's that game that I can't pronounce. Atelier Rorona plus the
we'll
Alchemist
call
it
Jim.
Of Merlin. Yeah. Jim. So Jim's coming out next week. That's for PS3 and Vita. If someone has a pronunciation for that, Atelier, something like that. I speak English good. X-Blaze, Code Embryo, which is coming out for PS3 and Vita. Farming Simulator 14.
That sounds exciting.
Wait a second. It's for Vita, apparently.
Oh. Hey, it's got something.
There's your justification for having that little system. All right. Mm-hmm. Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark is coming out for fucking everything.
Co-op.
Even Wii U it's coming out for. So, Out of This World, or I'm sorry, Another World. Or
yeah,
Out of This
actually,
World.
Looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So this is hitting for PSN next week for all PSN, for PS4, PS3,
platforms.
PS Vita. I don't know if it's cross-buy. If it is, I will so buy this in a second. Mm-hmm.
I'll buy that anyway. Like, I love that
I
game.
Think...
Like, that had a big moment in my life.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, this is when we were,
I actually
what,
never played it.
Oh, man.
Played Flashback, never played Out of This World.
Yeah. Yeah. What Out of This World was first, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of what
yes,
started
definitely.
that
that rotoscope
yeah,
style
yeah,
of animation. Sure.
Let's see. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor 2. And that is a... It's one of the PS2 classics coming out next week mm-hmm. for PS3. Blue Estate for PS4. I believe that will be a PSN download. End of Serenity is coming out for PSP. Okay. Seriously? Good.
Chris, how many fucking more RPGs you got?
I don't
curious.
Know. That's what everything. Well, I do have RBI Baseball 14 coming for PS4.
That's close enough. It's like a bro RPG, right?
Bro RPG. all right. So Z Run's coming out for Vita. Grid Autosport is coming out for PS3. Valiant Hearts, The Great War is coming out for, Xbone and, let's see. Xbone, PS3, PS4, and PC. And, that's the new one from using the UbiArt engine, right? Valiant Hearts,
yep.
The one that takes
yeah.
place
that's
in World
next
War
week?
One. Yeah, it looks like it's on June
25th. Oh, shit, there is kind of stuff that's out next week.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Shovel Knight comes out next week, too, but that's for Nintendo platforms and PC.
Oh. It looks great, by the way, like on a fucking, you know, actual TV. It looks great.
Yeah, I'll probably pick that up on Steam. Absolutely. Let's see, Wii Sports Club Baseball and Boxing. I think those are the single sport downloads that you can get for Wii U from the original Wii Sports. Monkey Pirates is coming for Wii U, and Sniper
yes.
Elite 3 is coming for PC, Xbone, PS4, Xbox 360, and PS3. And that is your new release list.
Hmm.
Pick of the week.
So many to choose from.
There's
Out of
two.
This World.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Or Another World.
Another World,
yeah. But pick,
or
pick.
Valiant Hearts, one or the other. Mm-hmm. Or Valiant Heart, whatever, the Ubi Art Engine one.
Yes.
Tugged at your heartstrings at that.
Or Shovel Knight for me, because I think Shovel Knight.
I don't have Nintendo.
Did you miss out on that on like Steam and shit?
What, Shovel Knight?
Yeah.
I did not play that, no.
Okay.
But I also don't have a Wii U, or I have no way to play it. I'm waiting for the PS4 or Xbox release.
Okay.
Which is inevitable, especially on PS4.
Fuck it. Out of This World! Pick of the week.
I'm with you. Out of This World. Or Another World, whichever title you want to use. That's right.
Is it going to be, like it was in the UK, I think it was like Another World and then Out of This World here
yeah.
in North America. Mm-hmm. Are they going to keep it like Out of This World? Or...
I've only seen it as Another World
all regions,
everywhere I've
or...
seen it.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the list that I'm looking at, it's showing a title, it's showing like old box art. And it says Out of This World, but it's labeled as Another World, coming June 24th.
Strange.
All right. We'll work it out.
Whatever works. All I know is that we know what it's called either way, so let's buy that shit. All right. Let's do this email. You guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
It is time, and we get this twice a year, and we love getting this shit, because Nabishin is awesome. That's why. It is the hype meter. So here we go. It's E3, guys. God. It is time we all get together and make some snarky comments on the internet. Let's add more to that by having our yearly hype meter for E3.
Yeah. We don't do snark here. I don't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about? All right, so... As a review, or for people who haven't done the hype, who haven't listened to the hype meter before.
Yeah, I gotta write this down.
Write it down. So he's basically, Nabishin sends us a list of games that he, saw at E3, or not saw, but, you know, that were referenced at E3. And there are five levels of excitement. There's Woot, and that is, you are very hyped for the game, and you can't wait for it to come out. Nice. Okay. Happy to see the game being made. Tampax. Gotcha. You have
sense.
Some interest in the game, but you're not too excited. Meh, you have little to no interest whatsoever. And Hoogass, why the fuck would I want this game? And for those who don't know, Hoogass means who gives a shit. All right, ready?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Microsoft.
So ready.
And he's going through the conferences. So Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare.
Nice. I would have been a Tampax, but I think it looked good.
It's all sci-fi and stuff now. Meh. Yep.
It is.
I'm going to agree with Jason.
It's gone up from who guessed
to meh.
I like the future. That's cool.
Forza Motorsport DLC.
Nice. It was free. Can't complain about free.
Meh.
I like that it's free, but meh, because I don't have the game. So.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 2.
Woot. Favorite racing game.
Tampax. That's a popular racing title. I should get on board with that.
I will agree with the Tampax as well. Evolve.
Woot.
Ah, yeah, Woot.
Woot.
Totally.
All three. That's good. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Tampax.
Really?
Assassin's Creed is the same for me. I always buy them, and I never beat any of them.
Okay.
This is the most excited I've been for one, though. Since the second one. So maybe I might upgrade it to a nice, but I'm just going to stick with Tampax.
I'm actually going to go nice with this one. The multiplayer stuff sounds pretty cool.
Yep.
What they really got me with, though, is you guys were talking about, like, you know, some of the missions that you would instantly fail at.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, progressive.
I heard if you
fail that portion, it kind of evolves into, like, a different style of mission. Like, you know, start off with stealth, and then all of a sudden it's like a chase kind of mission.
Yeah.
So if it's adaptive like that, I'm totally.
I am cautiously optimistic.
Sounds very familiar for some reason. I don't know why.
That's not a category, Jeff.
I know.
Okay.
No, it was just the title of last week's show.
Yeah.
So I think this one's tough for me because I'm kind of in the Tampax zone, but I'm kind of in the nice zone because I like how that they've actually done some work on the engine. So, and I've got a couple friends that are getting it. I'm going to have to say nice on this one.
All right.
All right.
Cool, man.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Woot.
Woots, yes. Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm going to say nice.
Shut up.
I didn't play Dragon Age.
Oh, the first one's so good.
I know.
Wait a second. All right, Chris, you and I are close.
Oh, God.
Right?
But you, I'm going to get thrashed, please.
What the fuck? I mean, seriously, like... Like, go buy Origins and just, like, ingest that game. Like, you will love it.
The paintings in the background are... Dude, Chris, there's clouds.
I just haven't gotten around to playing it, and it's like, I don't have time. So
I recently talked to somebody who played Dragon Age 2 first, and, you know, that game is notorious for just, like, being hated by the Dragon Age community, fans and whatnot.
But they really enjoyed 2.
Really?
Probably because they
played it first.
And then they went back to Origins and worked their way back through. But if you haven't played, I don't know where to tell you to start. I'm just talking at this point. So I just want to play
part one. I want to get through it. It's just that I don't ever get around to my backlog at this point. So
okay.
All right. Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 Arcade Sunset Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha Dash. Is there a dash? I thought there was a dash. It's not. It's not in the list, but I thought there was a dash.
I'll say. Nice.
Nice. Yes.
You missed one. You missed the one above that.
Oh, I did. I'll go back to that. I'll go back to that.
Hey, Woot, for me, like, seriously, that was the trailer, the announcement that stuck with me throughout the entirety of E3. It's like, I cannot fucking wait to get home to download this and play it. So yeah, Woot.
I will say nice. If I had an Xbox One, I would probably get Dead Rising 3 just so I could play around with this. Yeah. Cause it looks like it would be a ton of fun. So, Sunset Overdrive.
Woot.
Nice Somniac. For me. I am, cautiously optimistic.
There you go.
I gotta go with the Woot. This is the game that's like, I need like one or two more games and I'll buy an Xbox One. Come on.
Definitely not gonna be the next one.
A Dance Central Spotlight.
Who guess?
What? You guys don't like dancing? NVIDIA games? Yeah, who guess?
I like DDR. Can we play DDR?
Sure.
Fable Legends.
Tampax.
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah, Tampax.
Meh.
I'm interested, but we'll see what happens.
I have tried to get into Fable several times, and I am sad that I cannot. I don't know why.
Project this looks Spark. Nothing like a Fable game, so you might like it.
Okay, well, there you go. Project Spark.
Who guess?
Is that a game? I don't understand.
It's a thing.
What is?
It's like it's a fucking Little Big Planet. It's a platform. It's not really. I don't know. It's there.
There's a lot of potential with Project Spark, and you know what? I would normally give it a meh, but Conquer! Tile sets! Yeah! Right? No, still.
No gas.
it's a meh for me as well. Ori and the Blind Forest.
Woot.
That looks really cool, yeah. Nice for me, because I haven't had hands on.
So I saw the trailer during the press conference, and I feel like we had this discussion last week.
We talked about it last week.
And I was like, I that looks really beautiful, but I have no idea what that is. And then I heard, oh, this is a straight-up Metroidvania, like a real one. And I was like, oh, woot! So, there you go.
There we go.
Halo 5 Guardians.
The game itself, woot, but what they showed, Tampax. They barely showed anything.
I was going to say, did they show anything?
No, not really.
I will say Tampax at this point.
Yeah, Tampax for me.
Master Chief Collection.
Woot.
Meh.
I'll say
I still haven't played the previous Halos that I bought.
Well, that's well, that's what. Okay, well.
Now you can buy them all over again. And
that's right. You can buy the ones you haven't played again. I'm gonna go nice for that one.
Okay.
Halo Nightfall.
Wait,
Tampax.
Is this the TV show?
It's the Ridley Scott show.
Yeah, it's the, meh.
I'm like kind of like whatever. I want to see it, but I'm not really excited for it. So I'll go Tampax.
Who guess? All right.
Inside. This is the one that was made by the guys that did Limbo, right?
Yeah, Limbo was awesome, so this should be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Put me down for nice.
That's where I'm at, too. Nice.
Okay.
The Indie Montage! Threes, Cuphead, Plague Incorporated, Evolved,
oh my God.
Hyper Light Drafter, Mighty No. 9, Grave, and Below.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going nice just because of Mighty No. 9. I mean, it
I'm
could
going
be just
nice.
That.
Are we lumping all of these together?
Yeah, that's the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Put me down for nice.
I'm gonna go
and
for
the
nice.
Cuphead looks fucking.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of good things about Cuphead. I need to look more into that game. I didn't really get
that
it.
That just like came out of fucking nowhere too.
Yeah,
it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Microsoft came up and said, "Hey, by the way, we have indies too." it was good. They needed to do that. That was a fantastic showpiece.
That was even the one they actually showed at E3 was actually the short version. They have the full. You can probably find it on YouTube, but they have the full version on actual Xbox One. It's like. 3 times the length of the actual montage they showed at E3.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Fucking woot for the game, but they barely showed anything, so Tampax about what they showed. I'm not sure if we're playing by the rules here, but the hype of the game, woot.
But another Tomb Raider excites you,
yeah,
right?
Oh, hell yeah, woot. I can't wait.
Woot for the game, who gasped for the title? Come on.
No, the title's terrible.
I will still woot, yeah, because I played the shit out of the last Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I did too. I think I did everything you possibly
times.
Could.
God damn.
Witcher 3! Woot! Woot!
Yeah.
Woot all around, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's
move on.
All right, Phantom Dust.
Meh. I never played the first one, so I don't know what all excitement is. I have to see more on it, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, I cannot tell you how many people I saw just like, get so excited, like jump out of the fucking chairs when they heard about this. And you know what? I know those people and they're kind of nerds. And I don't know if they're going to get on board with this just yet. Yeah.
Nice.
I know nothing about Phantom Dust. I don't know. I'm apologizing so much.
It's one of those things that they all of a sudden they like flash the logo and there was some excitement. And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? Yay.
I saw like the mana symbols or whatever the fuck showed up, and I saw people's faces just like light up.
Oh my god!
Like you would not believe it was some crazy shit. But this is probably gonna bite me in the ass. I gotta, that's the best part about these. But...
I love when we see these afterwards, like at the end of the year.
Yeah, when we get to the bottom of this list and he goes over like the stupid shit. Oh, we did last year.
Yeah,
we'll get to that in a minute. I'm gonna go Tampax on this because I just don't know what it is. So, the Division.
Nice.
Yeah, that looks pretty fucking cool.
I think it looks awesome. I'm gonna say Woot. I really think it looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I just need to see more of it.
Scalebound.
Fucking Platinum. I have to say Woot, even though I barely seen anything on it, because it's Platinum, and they're awesome.
I will double up that sound.
I feel like I have to third it. I kind of want to say Nice, because I'm doing that whole cautiously optimistic thing, but Platinum, man. Woot. Yeah. Crackdown.
Tampax.
What was that?
That was a... I got a little something in my sarcasm gland. I had to let it out. Nice, actually. I mean, I generally like the Crackdown game.
One was good.
Fans of the show might not think so, but no, I have a good time with Crackdown.
It's a good superhero game.
please let's not go down that rat hole. We have a long email to finish. Fuck you guys. All right. I'm going to say Tampax because one was awesome and two sucked.
That's exactly why I went with Tampax.
Things not at the conference. Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris.
I literally know nothing about that, so I'm going to be like, Tampax? It's like a side... I think it looks like a side-scroller Tomb Raider game.
Is it side-scroller or is it the isometric view that the other one was?
I think it looks... I've only seen one screenshot. It looks side-scrolling, but it could be... I don't know. I literally know, like, almost next to nothing of it.
If you could fill in Hoogass for me, that'd be great.
There you go.
KI Season 2.
Woot. I can't wait for that shit.
Yes.
I just hope it's all at once.
I don't think... I'm going to keep quiet on this one, but... I'm very excited for
it. It's all right. It'll just be spoiled somewhere else. It's fine.
Let's not go down that route. TJ Combo's pretty fucking awesome.
Is he?
I like that guy. And I actually kind of have a little bit of faith that they're gonna come out ahead. They're gonna be all right.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's move on.
Fantasia, Music Evolved.
I still haven't even fucking seen the game in action yet.
I saw it. They showed it last year's E3 and they had demos of it and everything, but I never saw it.
I want to say like 5 years ago they announced it. But
looked kind of cool.
And I still haven't given a shit in an entire 5 years.
Yep.
So.
There you go.
All right. Meh. I don't care.
All right.
D4. I still don't know really what this is.
I'm going to go meh. It's a Kinect only game made by the guys who made Deadly Premonition.
Meh. Conference overall.
Meh. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
We still on Microsoft?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Put me down for nice. Lots of gameplay. All right. It was good.
Yeah. I agree. Jeff and I were very impressed when we talked about it last week.
Last week,
Back to back to back games.
Games.
EA Conference. Star Wars Battlefront.
Again, are we talking about the game or what they showed?
That's a good question. All I know is that Woot for the game.
What they showed? Who gas? It's like either end of the spectrum on that.
I kind of like what they showed because I'm a Star Wars nerd. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Oh, my. But, yeah.
What did they show?
They showed nothing. They showed some concept, like, video of, like, for, like, 3 seconds.
They showed locations and different models and stuff like that.
Yeah. They showed wireframes, and then they talked about how detailed their environments are going to be. Awesome.
Check out our fucking concept art. Yeah. Imagine yourself playing this.
This guy just drew this yesterday.
Oh, man. Dragon Age Inquisition. We've talked about this already.
Yeah.
Mass Effect Future.
Again.
What?
They didn't say anything. They said, there's Mass Effect.
Hey, there's
stuff.
A Mass Effect game. Okay.
And show 3 seconds of concept video.
I'm actually surprised that Nabashin didn't put on here unnamed BioWare title or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, they talked about that too. Fucking whooped. Okay. The Sims 4.
Who guess?
You can make bros die from laughter.
Sweet.
Who
guessed? Oh, man. Woot. No, I'm kidding. Meh.
Who guessed?
Meh. Okay.
EA Sports UFC.
Who guessed?
Who guessed?
Bruce League. No. Tampax. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's got pretty graphics.
Yep.
NHL 15.
That's hockey, right?
Nice. Yes. It's the first one for the next gen stuff. That is hockey, yes. That would be the National Hockey League. 15.
Oh, okay. Oh, that God, yeah, that clears some shit up. Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to go nice on that.
Meh.
Is it? I mean, what's different about this?
I don't know.
Just real quick.
I haven't bought one since the third year of last gen, and this is the first, because they skipped the new gens with their last game, so this is going to be the first one built from the ground up for next gen.
So they've
stuff.
Been working on this one for a while.
Yeah, okay. So I'm hoping that this one is going to be the that gets me to buy it again. I only buy hockey games every, like, fucking decade, so.
I've got some friends that are super into hockey, so I'm really excited for them, but for me, that's who guess.
Who cares?
PGA Tour 15.
Who guess?
Who guess?
Who guess? Yeah. Who
Madden guess? 15.
Who guess?
Once more, yes, who guess?
Meh. That's like, I guess I go
like
a
football.
Little bit higher because I like football.
Yeah.
Dawn Gate. This is the EA MOBA.
Oh yeah,
I can't understand MOBA.
Yeah,
so.
We're doing a fucking MOBA too.
Right. Hey, we have one too. Look at us.
Meh,
yeah. Meh,
meh. Mirror's Edge.
Fucking woot! But again, they showed nothing.
That logo was awesome. What are you talking about?
They showed the same thing last year.
I know, it was awesome then too.
It was. They forgot how to do more awesome.
I'm going nice with Mirror's Edge only because one of the things that I didn't like about Mirror's Edge was how finicky the disarm mechanic was.
Yeah, we don't have to go back and talk about the original.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they fix that. If they fix that, it's a woot.
We'll see. I actually am one of the few that didn't like Mirror's Edge, so I'm going to go Tampax on this one.
All right.
Fired.
I didn't love Mirror's Edge. How about that?
Fair enough.
Better? Okay.
FIFA 15.
Tampax.
What is that?
Don't FIFA. Like watching football or soccer. I do like.
Isn't there enough
games.
Of that on TV right now?
Right now,
a ton of
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'm good. So
England has been eliminated. Sorry. Battlefield Hardline, Cops and Robbers Edition.
I'm actually Tampaxing that. I don't know. I just don't think Battlefield's for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to give it?
Meh. Probably.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Let's
do that.
Better.
Let's go with that. Okay. Conference overall.
Big fat meh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I go one up with the Tampax only because they said Star Wars, and that's all.
They said Star Wars.
They showed me some models of ships, and I was
some
like,
some random
oh, look,
person
pretty.
Could have, like, a conference full of, like, a dude just dumping, and then just be like, Star Wars automatically gets a Tampax from Chris. He said
all right.
Star Wars.
Ubisoft conference. Far Cry 4.
Woot.
Woot.
Yes, boots. I love it.
Just Dance 2015.
Who guessed?
Who guessed? I confuse those. I'm sorry.
The Division.
Nice.
About this one.
Yeah.
Woot.
Nice.
The Crew.
Tampax.
Road Ready? Trip the game.
Yeah, Road Trip. Woot.
Meh for me.
Meh. Oh, shit. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Tampax.
I think we already
nice.
Went off that. Shape Up.
It probably should be Woot, but I'm gonna go Who Guess.
Valiant. Oh yeah, Who Guess. Valiant Hearts.
Nice. Yeah, I think it looks kind of cool. Comes out next week, apparently.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
I'll go nice. I am interested to see what it is. Rainbow Six Siege.
Fucking Woot. Can't wait.
Fucking Woot. I'm gonna go
fucking Woot.
Tampax.
I'm in
middle
the,
of the road.
I'm in the same boat, only because okay. I don't know enough about it yet from the type of.
It's a first person shooter. You guys, I'm gonna play it. Stick with
yeah. It's a first person okay, nice. Shooter that's mainly focused on multiplayer, so probably not for me.
I'm the best at that.
I know you're awesome. You're almost as bad as me. Conference overall.
Tampax.
Yeah, Tampax.
Yeah, same here. Great. All right, Sony.
We didn't get to rate Aisha Tyler, though. That would be a whoops.
Fucking who gas. PlayStation.
I love her.
In the interest of time, as per E3, let's try to do it the way that Navishin originally had. Let's just not say anything, just say the one-word answer.
Oh, man.
That's really hard to do. Right.
Okay.
Destiny.
Right. Woot.
Woot. The Order.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. I actually went down on that one after that trailer.
I did too, but...
Shh. Entwined.
Just the
it's
words.
So tempting just to talk
Shut.
About stuff.
It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah. You
I can't
did
do it.
This,
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Entwined.
Who guess?
Tampax.
Tampax. I do still want to buy it because I want to support the idea of it, but I don't know. Infamous Second Son First Light.
Nice.
DLC.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going woot because I love me some Infamous.
Damn, you like that neon shit, don't you?
That's right, I do. Little Big Planet 3.
Meh.
Tampax.
Tampax. Bloodborne.
I'm actually a nice for this. It might get me to try another one of those type of games. I'm going to go nice.
One word. Woot.
I'm going nice.
Okay.
Far Cry 4 co-op, even woot. If a friend doesn't own the game.
How do we judge that? That's not even a game.
It's an announcement.
Well, we already said
right?
woot for Far Cry, so we might as well just.
I'm a woot for Far Cry, but I don't care about that if they have a game or not. I won't play with them.
Didn't we play the multiplayer
it was,
in Far Cry 3?
We did.
We were like, yay!
We had some fun with that. It was a good night or two. It was a good night of distraction. Dead Island 2.
Meh.
Is the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, that trailer!
The trailer was woot.
The game, I'm
the
totally
trailer was awesome.
On.
The game is like Tampax. I don't know.
Yeah.
Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition.
And woot. Woot. Like I love me Diablos.
Nice, because you know what? I've been playing that shit on PC.
Fucking triple dip on that game. Battlefield Hardline.
Can we talk about this one?
Yeah, we did.
Magicka 2.
Okay. I'll get that
good
Tampax.
For them.
Good
yeah,
for
good
them.
For good, them. Good on them. Good Tampax. On
them. All right. I'll go with the Tampax too. Grim Fandango.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a good that was nice. A fan favorite. I'm glad they did that.
I was impressed by the amount of by the response it got. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Disney Infinity 2.0 edition Marvel Superheroes.
Nice. I just want the figurines.
Woot.
Nice.
Chris.
Nice. I'm excited about this. I'm just really pissed off I have to buy another game. It's like, come on, I thought you were making a platform. Here. What happened with that?
And if it was Star Wars Infinity?
Yeah, if it was Star Wars, I would buy it. I'm going to buy the Marvel one anyway, so I don't know. Because at least I can upgrade to PS4 that way. It's a good excuse for that. Devolver true. Digital Games Showcase. Broforce. Titan Souls. Naughty Hero. Hotline Miami 2.
Oh my
wrong
God.
Number. And the Talos Principle.
Oh, nice. All of these so good. Nice.
Nice. Broforce alone deserves a nice. Jeff, did you chime in?
Yeah, I said nice.
Okay. Let It Die.
Looks fucking disturbing as fuck, but it's Suda 51, so I don't really care. I'm going to go meh.
I'm gonna
Tampax
go
for me.
Tampax. They're talking about it's like a free-to-play thing going on. I don't know.
I dig me some Suda, but yeah, I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, one word. One word.
Abzu.
I don't know what that is. Which one is that?
Can
I
can't you use that in a sentence?
Yeah, I cannot.
Then I'm going to say meh because I have no clue what the fuck it is and I don't remember it. So
I'm going Tampax. I remember seeing it. I just don't remember exactly what it was.
Who gives a shit about shit I don't know about?
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
No Man's Sky.
Woot.
Fucking woot.
Fucking woot?
Fucking game
That's
of the show
two
woot.
Words. Cheater. Yeah, woot for me.
All right. YouTube support.
Meh.
Tampax.
Shouldn't it already... Yeah, I thought that was already a thing.
It's not.
I did too.
No.
Meh.
It's still only Facebook, I think, that you go directly to it, so. Free to play. They went through all that junk. Planet Side 2, Kingdom Under Fire 2, Loadout, Big Fest, Fat Princess, Piece of Cake.
Meh.
I think it's cool that they're doing it, so I'll say Tampax.
Yeah, same here.
I'm interested. I hear a lot of people talk about PlanetSide too, so I'm interested to see what that is. But you know, it's like I could go play it on PAPC right now if I want. But
and I actually kind of, I mean, don't tell anybody, but I kind of like Kingdom Under Fire, that series.
Oh yeah,
a lot of people don't. Don't worry, you're not alone, buddy.
Really? Okay. Hey. I mean, but seriously, don't fucking tell.
I won't tell anybody, buddy.
I won't tell anybody.
Cool.
Let's see. PlayStation Now.
Tampax. I think it's, yeah.
I had a pretty good experience with it.
That's about fucking time. Yeah. I'm completely Tampax on this one, though.
I'm a nice...
I think the next one kind of ties into the same thing, though, wouldn't it?
True. PlayStation TV.
Yeah, Tampax. Basically the same thing without a console.
No, Woot! Oh, my God.
I'm on a Woot with this one.
It's the exact same thing as PlayStation Now, just you don't have one of the consoles. And you can play your Vita games on TV.
Yeah, you can play your Vita games with a big boy controller on a big boy TV.
And okay. I'll be honest with you, that like deluxe pack that they've got going on, that's actually not a bad deal when you consider what comes in that pack. So
yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat X.
Nice.
Whoops. Sorry. Game looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
you won't play
you
didn't play.
I'm gonna give it a meh just because I have pretty much removed myself from fighting games. So, Powers.
I'm sorry.
Who gives?
Gives a shit.
I like the comic. Nice.
Do you? Okay.
I'm excited for that. It's kind of cool that they're getting into.
I will say this. I don't know anything about this comic. So, but the fact that they said that it's free for PS Plus, I will check it out at least.
Oh, I'll check it out for sure. I just don't care.
Is it entirely free or just the first episode?
PS Plus is entirely free.
I think if you're on Plus, I think it's the entire thing.
Yeah, PS Plus is entirely free. The first episode is free for everybody.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay. That's what I remember.
Ratchet and Clank movie / game.
Fucking
so,
nice.
Ratchet and Clank
I
the movie, and
shit.
Then the remake of the first game.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for the movie than the remake of the first game.
I am excited for the movie, but I certainly won't see it in theaters.
No, I wouldn't see it in theaters either.
Last of Us Remastered.
Nice. We
covered
I love
this
that
too.
Game.
Yeah, we did.
Good for you guys.
yay.
Tampax.
Phantom Pain. Okay.
Tampax, but it's going to turn to Woot closer to the release date, probably.
Oh, yeah, we're going to lose our shit.
Yeah.
Right now, a very safe nice.
Yeah, I'm a safe nice right now, too. GTA 5.
It's gone up for me. I'm a nice for GTA 5.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Tampax for me.
All right. Batman Arkham Knights.
Woot.
Woot.
Nice.
What?
I know.
Who are you? And what did you do with Jason?
Know.
Where did he go?
I don't know. I don't know.
I will be honest with you, and I think we touched on this with Jeff. I think we did this last week. I really feel like the Batmobile is like a bullet point.
Yeah.
I really don't think it really does anything for the game.
I don't know.
I
heard they have a lot of puzzles that revolve around the Batmobile.
Yeah,
and
you get out of the Batmobile and you get back into the Batmobile and you get out of
the
Batmobile.
That doesn't sound
like
a puzzle,
shooting
Chris.
Shooting steam vents? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's what it is.
For me, so. I don't know. I'm still wooting it. Those games are awesome. Fuck, Origin was. I thought Origin was awesome. A lot of people hated that game.
Yeah, I loved Origins too. So, Uncharted 4: A Thief's End.
Woot!
Woot!
Have we seen any gameplay?
Doesn't matter.
No, we haven't. But it's Uncharted, so
at this point, I'm meh.
And later you'll be Hoolgas, so it's good. Mm-hmm. Things not at the conference: Killzone, Shadowfall, Intercept, Co-op,
Tampax.
Huh. Yep. Meh.
Tampax for me.
Yeah,
I might actually play it again if it's co-op. I'll say that. Resogun Heroes DLC. I don't know anything about this. So.
Neither do I. So
Resogun is a good game, though, so I'll say Tampax.
That's what all the kids say. I'm going to go nice on that. I could use some more Resogun levels.
Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 remix.
Who gas?
Oh.
I'm just saying that to piss off Navishin. I'm a Tampax.
Oh, shit.
I'll go Tampax.
Tampax. Nice for me.
Okay. Deep down.
Not coming out.
Vaporware.
Especially now with all the problem Capcom's going through. Yeah, maybe not.
I'm totally excited to check it out
Tampax.
At some point. Put me down for nice.
Yeah, I'm down for nice.
Please. Okay.
Morisaki Baby.
What?
Would you call me?
Either. Yeah.
All right. We're going to skip that one. Drive Club.
Nice.
Who gas?
Nice.
Oh, you nice Drive Club, rapture. But you fucking you Tampax Ports of Horizon. I
That's
see
what
how
all
you
the
are,
cool
Rick
kids
Yo.
Are playing, right?
What's that?
Is all the cool kids are playing the Forza, right?
The Forzas.
Okay.
Everybody's gone to the rapture.
Don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I heard them talk about it on Giant Bomb a little bit, and I was like, I kind of missed it. And I was like, wait, what was that? I heard Rapture.
If these weren't at a conference, I don't understand how we're going to grade these.
Right.
I heard about some of this stuff. So, Persona 4 Dancing All Night.
Who gas?
Woot.
Tampax. Conference overall.
Nice.
Whose conference is this again?
Sony.
Sony's.
Nice.
Nice.
Yep. All right. Nintendo Super Smash Brothers.
Nice.
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 Amiibo.
Tampax. That's the make your own Mario level type stuff.
No, that's right? the little figures.
No, the figures.
Oh.
The, like, we're super late to the game.
Gotcha.
We probably should have bought Skylanders. Or we should have done it instead of Amiibo.
Tampax.
Yeah.
Nah, meh. Yoshi's Woolly World.
Nice.
Looks great. Nice.
Yeah, Tampax. Captain Toad Treasure Ticker.
Tampax.
Tampax. Meh for me.
I said Tampax. I don't know if you heard me. Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
I don't know how many fucking gems there are, but who gets?
I think this is a remake. I don't remember, but yeah. Who
gets? Jesus Christ! Seriously?
Yeah, I think it's a remake of Ruby and Sapphire, and now there's Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I don't know. Somebody email in and correct us if we're wrong.
Or don't, because I don't fucking care.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a better idea. Yeah. Legend of Zelda Wii U.
Woot!
Yeah, woot! I don't care if I honestly I have no idea if that trailer was real time. Gameplay. Or
they said it was
a
they
trailer,
it was
but
real,
it doesn't matter. I'm excited. So, Bayonetta 2. Woot.
Woot.
Jason.
Oh hi.
Hi.
I moved the wrong slider. I'm a professional here. yes. Woot. All the way around.
Hyrule Warriors.
Tampa.
I'm super excited for this. Woot.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse.
Tampax.
He's so cute, Tampax.
Meh. Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Tampax.
A nice
woot.
For me. I really should woot this, but
woot.
Yeah, nice.
Woot. Okay. Mario Maker.
Tampax.
Meh.
Tampax. Splatoon.
Nice. That looks kind of cool.
Tampax.
Tampax controls a ship.
Oh, are they really?
Yep.
That sucks.
Got off.
All right. Mario Party 10. Who guess?
Who guess?
Meh.
Devil's Third.
That's the, Inagaki's game. It's exclusive to Wii U.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing about
that.
Yeah,
I'll go.
So Tampax.
I'll go Tampax as well.
Fantasy Life.
No clue what that is.
This is the level 5 joint.
Oh. Who guess?
Tampax, because I don't know enough about it. Sonic Boom.
Who guess?
Who guess?
Yeah, who guess?
Codename Steam.
Looks kind of cool. Jeff, I'm sorry.
Tampax.
Tampax.
Nice. Star Fox Wii U.
Nice.
Nice.
Meh.
Persona Q, Shadow of the Labyrinth.
Meh.
Is that the dancing one?
Dancing one was the Dancing All Night.
Dancing All Night, that's right. Shovel Knight. Oh, Persona Q is Tampax. Shovel Knight.
Nice.
Actually Tampax.
Nice.
Yes, Tampax.
The direct overall.
I would say nice. I think it was pretty good, pretty strong.
I wish we could include, like, all the Treehouse stuff, like, because they were streaming for, like, 2-3 days and kept showing shit and, like, all their gameplay stuff.
I missed a lot of that,
too. The live stream was just like, damn, I wish, overall, I mean, a lot of cool games shown, I guess. So I'm going to go nice for them as well.
Yeah, I'll go nice for them as well. All right. Third party. We are almost done. We're on the last
page. For this one, nothing but the word.
Nothing but the word. Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Woot!
Tampax.
Nice.
Civilization Beyond Earth.
Who guess?
Who guess?
Who guess? The Evil Within.
Who guess?
Meh.
Meh. Final Fantasy Type Zero HD.
Meh.
Woot, 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 woot.
Tampax? Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham.
Tampax.
Nice.
Tampax. Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Homefront: The Revolution.
Tampax.
What is this?
Who guess?
It's the Crytek okay. version of Homefront. Sorry.
Yeah, who guess?
Alien Isolation. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Tampax. Doom.
Tampax.
Who guess?
Meh.
Persona 4 Arena Ultramix.
Nice.
Ultimix. Sorry.
Nice.
Tampax. Guilty Gear Xrd.
Oh, woot, Guilty Gear.
Yes, woot, woot, yeah. Woot, woot, woot. Okay, I'm gonna break the rule. I know.
Nope.
I have to.
You can't
get over it. It's my goddamn nope. show. Not really.
What are you doing? What are you gonna say? What is it, Chris? What'd you say?
I know that I back away from fighting games, but this game is so fucking beautiful.
It is fucking spin around and shit.
It's crazy sexy, man.
It's beautiful.
I gotta go nice really with is. This one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Tales from the Borderlands.
Nice.
Tampax.
E3 overall.
Nice.
Nice.
Tampax.
That is your E3 hype meter, guys. Thanks for letting me do this for you every year. It's always fun to do and hear your reactions. Just throw it back.
Oh, boy.
And just to throw it back at you at a later date. Speaking of which.
Oh, no.
Dark Souls 2. Jason. Nice. Has Jason finally overcome super the fucking Jason mode in video games now?
Hopefully.
Titanfall. Jeff. Fucking woot. I honestly don't know if I should make fun of this or not. No one really talks about this game anymore.
See, that's funny because no one talks about Call of Duty Ghosts anymore either, or Killzone or any other games that people are playing online. So I don't get that because there's still a lot of people playing Titanfall. There's definitely no lack of finding games, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know that basically after we finished recording last week, Jeff and Glenn went and played. So
yeah, and we played for quite a while. So there's still a lot of people playing. It's like that whole thing of like, if you stop watching a TV show, you just automatically assume it's not on the air anymore. It's like, people aren't talking about it now because people are playing it or something like that. I don't know.
Something
along those lines. But yeah, fuck yeah, I'm sticking with it. That's still right now my game of the year. All fucking right. Awesome.
NBA Live 14. Jeff, not coming out. There was a retail release on November 19th. Still debatable if it actually came out.
It came out, but it was fucking terrible.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. Chris, fucking woot. I'm so sorry, Chris. Igarashi will make it right one day. I honestly did not dislike Lords of Shadow 2. I just haven't gotten back to playing it. So, it was a little weird with all that crazy ass stealth bullshit, but you know, the combat is still super fun. So that is the hype meter. And I think
that was awesome. I love doing that shit.
I love doing those. It is all we've got for, our emails for this week. Those of you that sent in some emails that didn't hear them, we will get to them next week. I promise you. So,
yep.
We will definitely
get him. So Aggie and I think Sniper had another one.
Yep, Aggie.
Just
and Sniper,
just to make sure we do have him. Because we ran way later tonight than we thought we would.
Correct, sir. But
cool.
All right. So So we don't have a question of the week right now.
We do not right now. Actually.
So we will try and figure one out, and we will post it on our Facebook group.
Yeah. What's up, Jason's going through. We're kind of all up and down, so we'll figure something out. Either way.
Yeah. We're not even sure who's going to be on the show next week. So
yeah, for real.
that's kind of where we're at right now. So, but you can always send us an email. And that address is email@interactivedistractions.com.
Why don't we just go with MC's idea? Well, actually, let's talk to him first and see if he wants.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we get a chance to discuss it with him. I don't want to just jump in and say, "Hey, let's do it."
Makes sense.
But yeah, so if you guys want to contact us, email us, email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Number.
That sounds elite, Chris. Is it?
It's not.
Oh,
it's got
okay,
that
cool.
4 in the front. Fucks everything up. It just ruins our day. You can get us on Facebook. I'm sorry. You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. We are also Indus Questions. So if you have short 140 character questions, just send them that way. You can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
Now it's time to talk about Facebook, Google+, Steam, and Stitcher. Search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us.
Top of the list. And seriously, I'm on Google list right now.
I bet we come at the top of the list.
Let me see.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Jason.
Distraction. Wait. Oh,
can you spell it?
Yep, top of the list.
All right, top of the list.
I told you.
Confirmed. Heard it here first. Okay. What else? What else? See, I completely lost my train of thought. Thanks. You ruined my flow, Jason.
We're getting a new flow.
We are? What's the new flow?
Well, this right here. It's kind of awkward, but here we are. Yay.
Come over to Retroids, join the community, and come post in our forums. We'd love to hear from you. And that is all I've got. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
So much better.
You can't say shit. Until next episode.
Save
better at least fucking, if you can't be on the show next week, you have to at least write in or do something.
I will see what I can do, but I can pretty much guarantee that I'm not going to be on the show next week.
Yeah, I know. I figured.
We'll see how it goes for subsequently. It's going to be that time zone difference, man.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, heads up. Once, you know, Jason gets settled on the West Coast, things might be changing for recording and release of Interactive Distractions. We have to figure it out. So, but that's all we have. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you are on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. We would appreciate it. Until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Okay, bye.